Sup, y'all? How's it going? It's me, Seth. I'm here with... Oh.
Hey, show's on. Show's
ah,
on.
What?
Yeah, it's a wake up, man. It's time to... it's time to party. Get that high
energy.
Too much. Save some of it.
No, it's
too much.
Burn it all off.
That's too much.
Burn it off.
Bring it down.
No one needs this.
We got 2 hours.
Burn it off.
You got to keep it in.
All right, here's what I'm doing. Okay, I got water. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I got coffee. All right. And I got beer. All right.
Why you got a beer?
I'm
sad. Oh, man, it just gets me.
Rock hard!
See, you used all your scream energy.
Yeah.
Hey, Taylor, how are you? Basement brain! 11 months in a row.
11 months, man.
11 months in a row. I actually celebrated my 12-month personally at the Z Swigs account, but I don't want to kick anybody off the latest sub with my stupid name. So, like, if you guys could do me a favor,
let us know.
Right, so I can resub and share a funny message, and then you can resub and get rid of my name. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That's what I want. Basic Brain, thank you so much. 11 months of support. That's actually stupid. It's stupid that we've been doing this. I don't know.
Year.
It doesn't feel like we've done this since like April of 2017.
That's true.
We're actually closer to 2 years than we are to 1 year on Twitch. Well, I think we started Twitch in August.
Yeah.
So, but the point is, it's stupid that we've been talking for a year.
Yes, it is.
And I share your sentiment where 134 episodes doesn't seem like enough.
No.
For as long as we've been doing.
No, I feel like the numbers you just held off for like 30 of them.
Well, and the thing is, if I counted every single show we did, like Taylor just put 2008 in chat, like if we counted every single show we did, we'd still only be like 150.
When did we get to 100? When was that?
Well, we had a cake.
It was July, wasn't it?
Yeah.
All right.
Something like that. I don't know. Time is a construct and an illusion.
So it's been, what, 4 months? 3 months?
Could something be a construct and an illusion?
August, September, October? Yeah.
Don't ask me, man.
It's about 3 months.
Which one do I
episodes?
Drink to help me answer these math questions?
That one.
The beer? Okay. Yeah.
I should have brought a beer.
It's good, man. Yeah. You should have. You got
that
plenty.
That would have woke
Did you
up.
Drink all 12 beers last night? Out of that thing?
No.
That sounded like a yes.
No. I don't know how many's left.
Not like, okay. So yesterday, guys, and welcome. This is Seth and Colby Show. I'm Seth. He's Colby. It's a show. We talk and we do stupid stuff. This is going to be it for the next 2 hours. Just get ready, okay? Just
lock in.
This is it. Hey, how you doing? So yesterday, Colby took me and Chris's engagement photos. Chris and I's engagement photos.
Get your grammar right.
Sorry. Man. I'm sorry. And as a thank you, I bought both him and Britt beer. And now that I think about it, why did Britt get beer?
She helped you. Mm. You wouldn't have gotten the right hair position and posing.
I'm just, okay, here's what I'm going to say, all right? Like, I appreciate Britt. She was more helpful than you. 100%.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, but the photos wouldn't exist without you.
Yeah.
But the photos wouldn't be good if she wasn't there?
Correct.
Okay.
So it's a mixed bag.
Right. But I feel like from a labor standpoint, you did way more. Because most of the time...
Regardless, she had to stand out in the cold anyway.
Right. But you got the same reward she did.
I got 3 more beers than she did.
You did. Okay. Are you sure about that?
Yep. Well, technically, you drank the 3 beers.
I think I drank 4 of them.
Well, then you owe me a beer. You owe me a beer.
Just like on a pay scale, she's way better off than you are.
Mm-hmm.
But yours were also 16 ounces.
That's true.
She had 6 12-ounce beers.
Mm-hmm.
I bought a 9
yep.
pack of 16-ounce beers.
Yep.
Which one do I do for that math?
Hmm?
Which one?
Just coffee?
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not going to multiply 9 times 16.
Nope. Didn't happen. I still don't know the answer. It didn't help.
Not about that.
I'm going to drink the water now, though.
Okay. Got a lot of drinks there.
They're good for different situations. You just...
I can't.
You don't know which one you're going to need. It's better to have them all. I could go get a soda as well.
Don't add on. You got enough.
But wouldn't it be great to have water, coffee, beer, and soda?
Just,
and I get some milk. I think I got milk in the fridge, too, dude. I could have 5 different beverages.
Why would you
one for every occasion.
That doesn't make any sense.
And I could pour a shot of vodka, too.
That makes no sense.
Dude, how great would it be, though?
Stop.
Like, I feel like I should have something weird just like that for the show, you know? You know? You're like, what's Seth like in real life? Be like, well, he's totally normal, except for every show he's got to have water, coffee, beer, vodka, milk, and soda.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Or he can't do the show.
The highest maintenance, not famous.
Yes, I need in my writer. I need 6 different types of liquids in order to do the show properly. Yeah.
So we just put you on a major platform. Don't get ahead of yourself.
I need them all.
You don't need.
I need
6.
All of them. If I don't have my drinks. Gosh darn water and my gosh darn beer and my dag nabbing. Honeysuckle, I'm flipping this table over. I couldn't remember any other liquids.
You missed one right in front of me.
I spent too much time trying to not say gosh darn again.
Yeah, no, I noticed.
That I flamed out on the liquids.
Yep.
It was a problem. It's a problem.
How you feeling today, friend?
Dude, I'm feeling great.
You're feeling good?
I'm feeling good, man.
I'm not.
I'm feeling good. I've,
Nope.
Here's what I'm looking forward to.
Mm-hmm.
I am officially done with websites for third parties, man.
Third parties?
Like, not me.
No, okay.
Not me.
Nice.
Like, I mean, I'm not, like, done as in, like, I'm retiring.
Yes.
But I have no more current projects.
Gotcha.
The problem is that I'm also out of money again.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to have to get some more.
I don't know.
But for this, at least the next few days,
mm-hmm.
Nothing. Well, I mean, I got stuff. Like, now I got to work on the Raptor Teeth site because I'm going to add some other streamers to it.
Fix that.
But other than that, done. And the Seth and Colby intro, done. You know, besides those two things. But those things I like doing.
Yeah, where's that Seth and Colby intro, bro?
Dude, I'm going to work on it now next week. I finally got the time. Now I no longer got these people crawling up my butt.
That time, you know, that you got doing stuff for a stupid person that will remain nameless.
Well, he wasn't the only one. I mean, he was yesterday, but yeah. I don't know why he's remaining nameless.
No, no, because he's a dick.
I mean, I think everybody knows who he is without us saying his name.
Yeah, no.
I think everybody
knows. They don't even need a guess. They know already.
I'm pretty sure they don't even. Yeah, they just know, right?
He just doesn't need his.
He doesn't need to be promoted. New intro? I mean, eventually, Menace. Eventually, we'll have a new intro. The idea is instead of, what is it, 8 minutes and 48 seconds of starting soon screen followed by an intro, we're going to do a long intro that actually is entertaining, so you guys can watch that leading up to the show. That's the hope. But I got to make it. But I got to make it. I like how ZFM put, I did nothing, ? Like, you know, longer? It's not longer. It's still going to be 10 minutes early, Platino, but it's going to not just be a static image. Okay? It's going to be better. I'm going to just throw a picture of Plotino up there for 10 minutes.
There you go. That'll do it.
That's what I'm going to do.
That'll
teach him a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. How you feeling, man?
Not great.
Every time I ask you and you answer immediately,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, it worries me.
No, I was ready for it.
Yeah.
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 Uh-huh.
I mean, what'd you do last night after you?
We left at what, like 2, 3?
Let me explain what happened. Okay, so yesterday, Colby and I, and Britt and Chris, is that grammatically correct?
No.
I don't know then. Whatever. Which one do I do grammar?
The beer again, man.
Okay, all right, hold on.
It's always going to be the beer. Suckle that down.
Okay, so we hung out at 8, which of course to them means 9:30.
Yes.
And I was playing Red Dead. I had just finished the website I was working on about 9:10. And so I came out, play some Red Dead before they showed up. Literally, the second I sit down, he texts me. He's like, on the way. And I'm like, God. But for some reason, Britt is obsessed with Red Dead Redemption, or at least watching it. I don't know what's up with that. Like, are you going to go buy it?
Maybe.
I mean, I played it for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Hunting beaver. Not a euphemism, all right?
She got bored.
I mean,
she was on her phone the entire time anyway.
Yeah, but she made me do it.
Yeah.
If I would have turned it off, she would have been disappointed.
I would have been disappointed.
I feel like you guys were both disappointed
watching it.
That we didn't find any beaver that whole night.
I was very disappointed because I thought I had hunted them down thanks to the internet, but no.
Yeah, we couldn't find any 3-star beaver.
No.
But we did that, and then we went and played Uno. And that was probably about 12:30,
mm-hmm.
I would say, a.m., And then for the next 2 hours, it looked like she was about to fall asleep. Mm. And at one point, I would say probably about 2 a.m., I looked at Colby and I go, Britt wants to go home. She looks like she's tired. She's about to fall asleep. She wants to go home. And Colby goes, yeah, you probably should tell me right now before I open this beer. And then he looks right at Britt, and she looks at him, and she goes, you can do whatever you want, babe. And then he just cracks open that beer. You remember that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then she looked very upset by that. Colby didn't seem to care.
I was on a winning streak, all right?
I don't think Colby was like doing it in a way to be purposely mean. I think he was oblivious to how badly she wanted to go home. Because Colby, right, he had won like 5 games of Uno in a row, which never happens. And
I was
so
on a roll. I was feeling
he was like riding high. Yep. On this euphoria of Uno wins.
I didn't
want
to be taken down.
And so, like, he was just...
And I knew that if I was gonna leave and then go home and then get into bed, I would
right.
pass out. And I know that was going to happen.
And that's terrible?
And I hadn't got sloppy drunk yet. Saturday's my sloppy drunk sex. Sex?
I know sex. Really?
I was reading.
I know you're reading chat, but now it's quoted.
Sloppy.
Now drunk it's sex. Quoted. We're gonna keep that
oh
in there.
God.
You have your sloppy drunk sex on Saturdays. Yep. SDS, the sloppy drunk sex Saturday. It's SDSS. So, I hope Britt's in chat right now and heard you say that.
Oh yeah, I'm sure she did. I'm confused, but probably not even.
What's Rennie eating? Guess. I'm gonna guess spaghetti.
Going like a weird pasta dish.
Like spaghetti?
That's not weird. That's general.
What's a weird pasta
dish?
General,
like some weird white sauce or something.
Alfredo?
Yeah.
That's weird to you? Mm-hmm. Just having white sauce is weird?
That with like the big old noodles that you have to stuff in your mouth.
Are you talking about fettuccine Alfredo?
Yeah, sure.
That's not weird, bro.
Yeah, that's weird.
I think there are more white sauce dishes than
leaves
there are red.
Leaves in them?
He has potatoes with like leaves in them. Let's get back to the sloppy drunk sex Saturdays. Let's
yeah, see. That.
So the reason I told that whole story is because even when Colby left after he drank that beer 10 minutes later, he still didn't look like he was ready to go home. So I'm curious if you just went home and passed out or if you watched something.
I don't know what happened.
Because I don't get why I could be this way
mm-hmm.
and you could be that way when we both technically went to sleep at the same time.
Dude, you're drinking a beer right now.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's the only way you're alive.
No!
Yeah.
I woke up, we went out to eat.
Why would you be drinking a beer?
Because beer's great. Why wouldn't I drink a beer?
In the middle of a Sunday.
It's 2 p.m.
In the middle of a Sunday.
You're telling me there's no one drinking right now watching the NFL?
Probably.
Okay, so then what's the problem?
You got me there.
That's right.
All right.
That's right. Get wrecked, son.
Anyways, well, we go home and then lay in bed and turn on How I Met Your Mother, and then I try to drink more. Britt's still awake, watching How I Met Your Mother.
Okay.
I'm over there like...
Now you want to go to sleep, but she's keeping you up.
Oh, I was passed out half that time, and she's like, hey.
Dude, and then I wake I'm up. Telling you, Britt just doesn't like me. I know that's what it is.
No.
I know that's what it is.
That's what it is.
I yeah. know it is.
You got it.
I know. That's why she doesn't come over on Thursdays anymore. It's why she can't wait to get out of the house on a Saturday night. But then she goes home and she watches a 12-year-old show that no one cares about, wasn't even that good when it was out. Barely serviceable past the fourth season. All right? You just bro smoke in my face. Just for no reason.
Well, you're getting roasted by yourself.
So. Which one do I drink for the smoke in the face?
Fan the flame. You need some water to cool that burn.
All right.
Yeah. Call me it's brunch time?
Yeah, it's brunch time.
No.
Yes. Well, actually, technically now it's probably later than brunch.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you could drink
but
during brunch.
But brunch is when it starts? Like, you shouldn't.
Stroke.
Just reading. You shouldn't drink before brunch, but once brunch hits, you're good to go. Is that what you're saying?
On Sundays, you can wake up and drink no matter what, because the second you wake up on Sunday, it's brunch time.
Okay.
Brunch on Sunday lasts from like 5 a.m. to like 4 p.m. Because everyone drinks on Saturday. Are you reading chat?
Yes.
I don't know what I like better. You talking to me
God,
and ignoring chat?
So much
or you
chat.
Reading chat and not talking to me?
Trying to address what Britt's trying to say. I know that, but I also passed out every single time I said play a new episode. It was like, play another episode.
Why did you say play another episode?
Because she was still wide the fuck awake,
yeah,
man.
Because she's like, hey, can we watch another one? And you're like, yeah, sure.
No. I don't think she was like, can we?
This is a lot of fake news and misinformation.
I don't know.
Here. I don't know what to think.
Anyways, I think we were up till four.
Four?
Yeah.
Watching How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
What season are you in?
Two? One? Yeah. Still one. We're still in one.
Did you finish Brooklyn again?
Yeah.
Why don't you watch something new and new?
Because new sucks. You tell me one new comedy that's on that's good.
Yeah. I can't. I don't watch any TV,
that's
though.
Because they all suck.
Have you been watching It's Always Sunny, man?
Yeah.
What is going on with that show?
I don't know. I missed the episode. I saw this Wednesday's.
That was the finale with the dancing?
It?
Is that what you're talking
the
about?
What? The dancing?
Where Matt comes out?
Yes.
Yeah, that was the season finale.
What?
Yeah, you know what's wrong with It's Always Sunny this season? And I didn't realize this until I was reading about it on Reddit.
Huh.
Dennis isn't in half the episode.
Right.
So I think what they did is they put the episode where Dennis comes back at the beginning, but what they really should have done is put the episodes where he's not back yet in the beginning and then had like halfway through he comes back and then finished with Dennis episodes.
Mm.
Because like, I think what they did is they figured we'd all be impatient and stop watching if there was no Dennis.
Yeah.
But to me, like, once it was pointed out, like, I feel like the entire season is lopsided because there's no Dennis in half the episodes.
Yeah.
And I didn't really think about that.
So they front-loaded the season rather than back-end.
Right.
Well, I mean, either way.
I mean, I don't dislike any of the episodes. It's just once I saw that they were gone, once Dennis
was gone. That Charlie Home Alone one was a little weird.
Dude, they were all a little weird. It's because they were trying to, like, do away pieces so it was not noticeable that Dennis wasn't there.
And, there were only certain people.
Right.
Like, basically, that entire last episode was Mac and Frank.
Yeah. And that's the season finale.
Dee and
finale.
Charlie were in it for like
a half second.
Yeah.
And that was the season finale.
That's so weird.
Right. It's weird. It's very weird. It's very weird. I'm sorry, Irrational. Like I said, conspiracy. All right. I don't know why we don't get transcoding. All right. Send a letter to Twitch and let them know.
They're evil. They don't like our show.
I mean, we don't stream at that high of a quality. You know, not every show can end perfectly, like Seinfeld. I think that's a joke because doesn't Seinfeld end awfully? Like, wasn't it one of the worst finales of all time? Isn't that, like, one of the things?
I don't know.
Like, that's why they redid it on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Maybe.
How did The Office end? I don't even remember the finale of The Office. Is that the one where he came back? He's like, it's like he had all your kids, and all your kids grew up and married
each
other?
I think
so. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Office peaked with Robert California. Period. All right, that's my unpopular Office opinion. The seasons with Robert California, better than the seasons with Michael Scott.
No.
Yes, 100%.
No.
100%?
I think Robert
Don't
California was...
Would you like the nature metaphor or the sex metaphor?
The sex?
No, what you're supposed to say is the nature metaphor. Uh-huh. And then I go, all right, when two animals are out in nature and they're having sex, I go, oh, wait, actually, this isn't going to make sense. I'm going to give you the sex metaphor. It's Robert California. It's incredible, dude.
Every single one.
Robert California is the best.
Lizard King. That's the only
Yeah, I'm the Lizard King, man.
Mm-hmm.
And the nude pool. Mm. That is the best Office right there.
Mm-mm.
Yes.
No.
100%. California turned you off? Boo, Menace. Boo. Boo. I'm telling you.
Robert California was fine, but he was only fine because Michael Scott built up the show so much.
Yeah, well, I also think if he was in there for six seasons, it wouldn't have been good.
Yeah, no.
Like, it wouldn't have worked. It worked so well because it was a small amount of the show, but still, amazing part of the show. You gotta admit, he's better than when the redheaded lady was there.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I hate her.
I don't even remember her name.
Nellie.
Yeah, that was her name. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I didn't dislike her. It just wasn't the same.
Yeah, wasn't funny. She still came back later when Andy was...
I wish I had a voice like Robert California. Yeah. James Spader, dude. You watch Ultron lately? So good. His voice is so good, man.
It's not.
What do you mean it's not?
It's not. It's the worst. I'm the fucking Lizard King.
Don't be booing Minutes. I boo him. If anyone disagrees with me, I boo them. So boo you for bait. I can't boo him. Boo. Hey, you got a white one. How do you like that white one, man?
Good.
I like that's one of my favorite ones.
Oh, is that the favorite one?
I don't know why you're mocking me now.
Is it your favorite one?
It's one of my favorites.
Do you like that favorite one? Do you?
It's like I like that one and the black
one. This one, do you?
Yeah, the Zero Ultra is white and black. They're my favorite monsters.
The black?
Yeah, the black one.
What's the black one?
It's like that, but it's black. It's the same thing, except it's more.
The black and green one that is Monsters?
No, it's black and red, dude.
Red?
Yes, it's Zero Ultra.
First you said black, now you're saying black and red. What the fuck is it?
Because you bought the green accents into it, man. It's not green accents, it's red accents. It's Zero Ultra, it's black with red. Just like that's white with blue.
Oh, okay. What flavor is it?
It's cherry. Oh, but you know what it tastes like? Tastes like that one.
That's gross.
They all taste the same to me.
Yeah, that's true.
Seinfeld ended. They all went to prison for a year, and all the bad things they did every season.
I've never seen Seinfeld.
I haven't either.
Don't want to.
No, I feel like we're gonna trigger chat by saying we haven't watched.
I can't
Seinfeld,
take Jerry Seinfeld. I can't do it.
I don't mind any of the characters. I've just never seen it.
I just can't do him, man. The fucking voice and everybody dies.
Menace says he didn't like James Spader for Ultron either.
Yeah, I didn't like him for Ultron either because all I could see was fucking Robert California. I was just seeing...
How am I going to continue with this show?
I was just seeing the fucking Lizard King as a goddamn robot. Also, have you seen that meme going around? Like, no matter how dumb you are, you're not as dumb as Cap for trying to, strangle a robot.
He does strangle that robot, yeah. He gets right up behind it. Like,
yep.
Maybe he's trying to pop his head off with his bicep.
Maybe, but yeah, no.
There's another meme going around right now where, you know, that scene in, I think it's Winter Soldier, where he pulls in the helicopter, you know, and he's doing that thing, you know, and he looks so godlike, where he's, like,
that's
pulling the
Civil
helicopter.
War.
Okay, well, whatever one it is, he pulls in the helicopter.
Yeah.
And then it also it shows on the bottom frame him pushing Thanos' fist, and it's like, Thanos, save straight this helicopter. And so, like, they're using that as, like, math.
They're using that as math?
Yeah, because they're saying that if Captain America could stop a helicopter... And he could also stop Thanos.
Those are
Thanos
that's not
is equate-
the same body parts. That's pulling the helicopter, and that's pushing Thanos.
You're gonna have to get on Reddit and make this case.
It's different, man.
You're throwing a monkey wrench into the theories.
The pull is all bicep and back.
Okay.
And then when you're pushing, it's all chest and triceps. It's like literally the opposite body part.
Well, you should get on Reddit and tell all the nerds because we're all like Thanos helicopter confirmed.
That doesn't make any
sense. Well, we're
going to
stand by it until you go and prove with math that we're wrong.
Thanos
so.
Helicopter. Huh?
Thanos helicopter confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's a fact. It's a fact. He's supposed to hate humanity, not quack jokes.
Quack jokes.
Quack jokes.
I'm a quack
He's got the personality of Tony Stark in him. He's got a crack joke.
Yeah, that's dumb.
I mean, it's dumb.
He's a fucking human-killing robot, man.
And?
Don't be cracking jokes.
Why? People can crack jokes. He's saying someone's got to be evil.
I was not ready for him to cut off fucking what's
his
face.
Yeah, you mad at
arm.
Him for making pufferfish jokes, man?
Yeah, no, that was great.
What about
Andy
him?
Andy Serkis is great.
What about Black Panther?
All the time.
Where he's like, hey, you dropping your mixtape? And he's like, yeah, we actually got a SoundCloud. Can we get him the link? Remember that in Black Panther?
Yes, yeah, no,
hilarious.
I yeah, I agree.
Hilarious. He's like,
Andy
please
Serkis
don't make me
great.
Listen to your
That's
music.
That's all I'm saying.
But he's bad and he cracks jokes. Why is
yeah,
he
Yeah, but he's not a fucking humanity killing robot.
I mean, he assists with
he's
it.
He's a human that can have humor.
Oh, but the robot
Ultron's
can't.
A fucking robot, man.
He's AI, dude. He's the most
he's
advanced
robot.
AI on the planet. He's essentially a living being. He's no different than Vision. In fact, Vision's probably dumber.
So, wait.
Wait. It's hot.
I never knew. Did Tony actually create Ultron, like the AI of Ultron, like Jarvis, or did he just take it out of the staff?
He had an AI construct that the Mind Stone kind of interfaced with,
mm-hmm.
and then that created Ultron, and then he ate Jarvis, and so Ultron basically killed Jarvis. All right,
yeah, sure.
Took his. Protocols, but not his lovable personality.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then when they created Vision, they uploaded all of Ultron into him, plus the Mind Stone into him. And then when they got Vision back to the lab, they put Jarvis into him. So that's why Vision sounds like Jarvis.
Right.
So Jarvis is Ultron, but nice. Or sorry, but Vision is Ultron, but nice.
Okay.
It's very confusing. I mean, Jarvis isn't dead. He's just different.
Destroyed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Taylor, do you not keep up with the MCU?
Yeah, because... what the heck? Oh, 90% of this show is us talking about the MCU.
Mm.
Yeah, Friday's the new AI. Exactly. Exactly. She's in Spider-Man suit. She's in Tony's suit.
Is that Friday?
Yeah, Friday, yeah.
And Spider-Man?
I mean, I think so.
And Spider-Man, is that the one that it is, man?
I mean, I don't think he calls her Friday,
one,
but I think it's the same
I
one.
I think it's a different
Why are we dropping
one, man.
Frames, man? Should
I don't know.
Should I yell at Chris?
Yeah, what's she doing?
Stop it! Stop emailing! Use up all the juice!
One email wrecks the entire show.
Our internet hangs on a thread.
Look at that, Korokov, come in. Is that your first place now, right? No, that is third place. Oh, that's awkward. Well, you know what? Third place is still on the podium, Korokov. We appreciate your 11 bits.
Yeah,
we appreciate
man.
It, man. Thank you.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Oh, Taylor, yeah, where are you at in the MCU? Yeah, he calls her Karen, but I'm pretty sure it's the same thing. Like, I'm pretty sure it's the same.
It's not.
Like, Friday.
Remember
okay.
when he plugged Friday in? He had like five of them.
Here's what it is. Friday is the new Jarvis. She runs Stark
Tony's
Industries.
Stuff, yes.
All of everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they're the same tech is in Spider-Man's
yeah,
suit.
It's just a different
it's
AI.
Just limited to his
it's just
stuff.
A different AI.
No, it's the same lady.
Like Iron Man 1? What?
That's the second movie.
Dude, Taylor has been letting me down so hard lately.
Yeah.
She doesn't like Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't like eggnog. And now she's only seen Iron Man 1? What does she get out of this show?
I don't know.
We don't talk about anything she's
Literally
interested
all
in.
We talk about. We don't talk about Christmas.
We've been talking about Iron Man 1 since 2008.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember we opened an episode of the show playing the Iron Man theme because you were so hyped about it you bought it on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the last one she saw.
Yeah.
Explain it,
I
man.
Can't.
Why is she here?
I don't understand.
I like her a lot.
Does she
I
like
don't
movies?
Know why she
I
likes
really
us.
I don't know. I don't
If
really
she doesn't
know.
Like movies, why is she here?
I don't know. What?
I'm so confused, dude. I'm so confused. All right? All right, how does she have a sword? She has a sword because she's been here for 10 years. All right? She's more committed to this show than Colby is.
Who's been... Why, what? She's dethroned
don't
li- the
Don't
Grinch?
Listen to their propaganda.
Why?
Okay?
What?
Don't listen to their propaganda.
Who's the Grinch, then?
Well, they want it to be Zia Fit, but he's not the Grinch because he likes eggnog. No. Taylor hates Christmas and eggnog.
Okay.
Grinch.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
To be yelled at, apparently. Oh, Taylor. Only when it's deserved.
I just don't understand what she's doing here.
I
like I said, I'm glad she's here. I just don't understand why. Why she's here. That's what it is. So.
Yeah, no, I don't get it either, man.
I just don't understand, man.
I don't get it either, bro.
I just don't understand.
I don't know what I'm doing.
What do you mean you don't know what
I'm
you're
looking
doing?
Over here at your toys.
Hey, you wanna talk to Plotino Sunshine?
Sure.
I mean, he's in the Discord.
Yeah.
I mean, unless we're flaming out here. Let's fill some time with some other people.
Yeah, man. Let's do it.
Plotino, are you ready to go, brother? We could drop you on the show at any time. Now, I'm fairly certain everything is still set up exactly the same way.
Sure.
I'm pretty sure I haven't touched any of the buttons over there. So, I mean, let's try it out, man. Let's try
sure.
it out. Here we go. It says he has no mic. I mean, he's technically here. Like, he should be able to hear us now. But it says no mic.
That's weird.
I don't know if that's related to him or... Oh, hold on. I'm an idiot. Hold on. I'm a dummy. There we go. All right. Hold on. Movie here. A movie here. All right. What's up, bro?
There we go. All right.
Is he done now?
Turn down your radio, sir. Turn down
radio.
Your radio. Yeah, we can hear you. Turn down your radio, sir. We hear you.
That's old school, man.
Put Lola on. Put Lola on, please.
Yeah, is that?
Yeah, we hear you. We hear
put
you.
Lola.
Put Lola on.
I haven't taught her enough English yet.
All right, that's fine. What you've been teaching her? Rabbities. Bunnies.
Yeah, I've been trying to teach her.
Bunnies, you get it?
Like multiple bunnies. So it doesn't sound like I'm talking to you from a bathroom,
dude. It's fine. I assume every New York apartment is 6 square feet, and it's always going to sound like a bathroom. So that's what I assume.
I'd take
it. I resent the implication.
I mean,
I'd take it.
It's expensive there, man.
Yeah,
expensive
no.
There.
I want a good job. the show needs to take the fuck off.
Is this mic better?
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. It sounds like you did nothing.
Yeah.
Sounds exactly the same.
Yep. Yeah. Still, man, New York.
Now, whatever. I like this mic better.
That's fine.
How's it going,
guys?
It's going good, man. How are you?
Fact about apartment size?
I feel like
I'm recovering from being sick still.
I feel like he's listening to us on the Twitch stream. Is that what you feel?
Oh yeah, he is.
Yeah, definitely, right?
Radio etiquette, man.
It's a little bit of delay.
Oh, I'm not supposed to be?
Well, you're supposed to be able to hear us through the Discord, so there's not so much of a delay. Now we wait.
Oh, let me see. Hold on.
Yeah, see, there it is. Yeah.
How the hell do I hear you guys through the Discord, though? How do I do that?
Probably speakers.
Somebody teach me.
The problem is I wouldn't know either.
Yeah, no, I don't know either.
I don't know
how you do any of this, so, you know.
I don't know how I do it either. I'm amazed it works every time it works. All I know is that Chris can't see emails or...
Now we wait.
I'm going to figure it out right now.
Crash, while you're doing this, did you see that you were in our Twitter video today? About you stealing our content?
Yeah.
You fact.
Thief. You fucking...
Wait, I was?
Yeah, you were.
I didn't see that.
Yep. So thanks for your promotion of the show. Appreciate it. Yep.
Now I gotta go look at that. Of course. That's what I do.
What you doing with your phone?
Conjuring a demon.
Why? Okay. Colby is twiddling his phone. Like a very disturbing way.
What?
I mean, why are you playing with your phone, man?
Because I'm fidgeting.
Plato boring you? Is that what it is?
Yep.
Yeah.
He's terribly boring.
Yeah. Instead of a cease and desist. All right. We'll get our lawyer on it. Our lawyer actually hasn't been here in a while. Yeah?
Oh, buddy.
I'm trying to...
He died. You sent him back to the green room, bro.
I didn't move him away.
Well, he's in
He
there.
Did it. He left. Maybe he'll just tell us when he's ready.
Oh, now he's back.
Oh, he's back now.
This doesn't make any sense. How can he control where he's at, Norm?
Well, he can control where he's at.
I don't know how to hear you guys through the Discord. How is this possible?
I don't know, man. I don't know how things work.
I don't either.
I don't know how it works. He dead. He dead.
He died.
This is why Discord
real
is
hard.
The best, the worst what? Thing possible.
I mean, he sounds really good if there wasn't this weird delay happening.
Yeah.
Like, remember that time we had Korokov on and he got it right away? Remember that? Wow. What a real streamer, you know? See, now I wait 5 seconds for the laugh. There it is. See, I got it. Yep. You can get a laugh anytime you insult someone. See, like, you want to see something great, chat? Watch this. You ugly. See, look at that laugh.
I'm laughing at that. My bad, Colby.
Motherfucker. Your goddamn laugh did it. The joke in front of your laugh just goddamn.
Oh, shit.
Half a beer deep. I'm getting lit, dude.
You're getting regular roasted and delay roasted.
Oh my god.
Okay, Plato, we love you. This is not working, so we're gonna leave, and I'm gonna do it real quickly before you can recognize what's happening because of the Twitch light. All right, I love you. We'll try it again.
Adios, Platano.
Figure out how to make speakers work.
Platano.
Love you. Goodbye. Goodbye, sir. Goodbye. All right, he's gone. He's gone. All right.
Ow.
Okay, so Colby was bored by that whole segment, and now that Platano's not here, at least to entertain that, now you have to fill time.
I'm gonna break all the things, man. Including myself. I hit myself with the lightsaber.
So how was your week, man?
Hey, I got an Uber Eats this morning.
What?
Yeah.
What? She's just so lazy. Like, where did you get it from?
Doc Green's.
Oh, God. You paid $20 for lettuce?
Damn.
Dude, how much was your bill? Seriously.
I got two salads.
Okay.
And mac and cheese.
Uh-huh.
To $32.
Yeah, $32. And how much of that meal was lettuce? Do you
No, buy? I got the buffalo chicken salad, so there's a lot of chicken in it. I'm full of shit.
How much percentage-wise was lettuce? Be honest.
Like 15, 20%?
20% was lettuce?
Yeah.
Of your salad?
Yeah. The rest was cucumber, cheese, chicken, tomatoes, onions.
Propaganda.
Ranch.
Propaganda bean spread, bro.
Nah, fuck you. Doc Greens is great.
Doc Greens is the worst.
You haven't had the salad then.
No, I have never had a salad in my life.
I can clearly tell lasagna body.
Yeah, lasagna, good. No lettuce. Mm. Lettuce costs 5 cents. They charge you $50 for it there. It's stupid.
Yeah, but it's good.
We need to open a restaurant, just sell lettuce for a price. Then you Uber Eated it, so it costs even more.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, that's why it costs that much. It's because there was like a $6 delivery fee.
I don't want to besmirch anyone who's trying to make a living out there doing Uber Eats. But I got to tell you, there's a lot of stuff I could do that wouldn't affect me emotionally, like be fat on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Delivering a salad at noon on a Sunday. That would defeat me.
That was my story. It was probably the guy was defeated because he was kind of a dick.
What did he do?
He couldn't find my damn apartment.
Okay.
Because he can't read the detailed address instructions. Because Uber Eats goes by verified addresses. So I type in my address, and then it automatically pulls up.
Gotcha.
But that's just the apartment address.
It doesn't show the apartment number. Right. Yeah.
And then below it shows input your building, your apartment number, or your business name, or whatever the fuck. And then it's in the form that the dick gets sent.
Right.
Right?
Right. That's why it's there. Yeah.
So, asshole shows up, parks in front of my apartment office building.
Right.
I can see him on the damn map.
Okay.
And then he calls
me. You could actually see GPS?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, that's crazy. Okay.
So he calls me, and then he's like, hey, Colby.
Interrupting the show.
Not like this.
That's an emote, not like this. Oh. It's the one where the guy's going, Just continue, yes. Colby? Yeah.
I got interrupted. Now I don't know where I went.
He called you, and he said, Colby?
Oh, yeah. He's like, I'm here. And I'm like, no.
No, you're not. I'm here too, sir, and you're clearly not also.
From what I'm seeing here, it looks like you're in front of the office building. In my notes, I said
this guy's an idiot. He's an idiot.
Close to the office.
This is one of the classic things of he's mad at you because he's stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, well, this is the address I was told.
You weren't told anything.
I'm like, well.
Mr. Uber didn't call you up and be like, we got a new delivery. Like, he read your address.
Yeah. But he didn't read the supplemental information.
Like, this stuff at the bottom is probably not important.
Right. Yeah. So and then he's like, well, I'm just at the place where it told me to go. And I'm like, well, no, I put in the notes, like, said ask for my apartment number. I put the apartment number in there.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm just in the building real close to the office. Like, if you can come here, and that'd be great. He'd be like, all right, I'll try and find it.
Like, just follow the roads. Look
it's
at numbers.
Like, it's building. It's a number, bro. Look at the sides of the buildings with the number on it. Find the one, I tell you. And there I am.
It's not that hard. Also, he's paid to do it.
Yeah.
It's literally his job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I should have gave him a downvote. Should have.
You should.
Nah.
What do you mean, nah?
I'm too nice. I gave him a tip, but I did not vote.
I knew you didn't vote. I knew you didn't vote.
A thumbs up.
Finally,
there's
the truth comes
downs,
out.
I'm going to kill you.
Whose fault for ordering his salad?
I didn't tell him. If he was good or not. Just gave him a $2 tip. Left it alone.
Plotted out. I'm gonna show you something. All right, here, look at this. I'm going to Google Doc Greens, okay? Because Chris is in there spreading her Doc Greens propaganda. All right? Colby is assisting her, even though he doesn't know any better. Look at this, all right? Look at this rap. All right, let's just go to Doc Green's wrap. Look at this, all right? Look at this wrap right here, dudes. Look at how much of that is lettuce. You see
that's
that?
Not that much lettuce.
Look
man.
At all of this. Look at this one. Look, that is easily 50% lettuce.
Yeah.
And that's $9 when it's mostly lettuce. Look at all that lettuce. $9 for that lettuce.
Dude, I'm a rabbit, all right?
Now, I'm not saying
I'm
that
a bunnies.
It's not good. Okay, I agree, the food is good. I refuse to pay $10 for a one head of lettuce sandwich. That's 99 cents at the grocery store.
I didn't get a sandwich.
I know you didn't get a sandwich. Okay, that's why I showed wraps. To prove my point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
I got a salad, though. You know what a salad is?
It's lettuce.
It's mainly lettuce.
It's mostly lettuce.
Yeah.
But it's also $12.
Nah, it's $9.
Oh, I'm sorry.
$3 off, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's a fourth.
Yeah.
Get shit right.
Tell them hold the lettuce next time while they give me a plate full of air. Be great.
Here's your piece of chicken.
You get grilled salmon there, man.
Grilled salmon?
Yeah.
I'm not going to Dog Greens. It's Chris's like favorite restaurant. It's honestly like the it's horrible.
Yeah.
It's too expensive for what it is.
No.
Okay. It's too expensive.
I mean, give it, yes. It's more expensive than most, yeah, but...
Yeah, it's more expensive than anything else.
No.
That's of its quality, yeah.
No.
Fast food restaurant, most expensive of all time.
It's not that fast.
It's pretty quick.
It's not that fast.
It's pretty quick.
How fast do you think it takes to make a fucking a salad, man? Not that long.
Well, I don't know. It depends on how quickly they can
shred
the romaine.
That's why it's the first thing out whenever you go to an actual sit-down restaurant is the fucking salad.
I don't know anything about salads.
Obviously.
I eat lasagna.
So you are spouting bullshit about something you know nothing about.
I know
you're Donald Trump.
Okay.
MAGA.
What? You can't flip MAGA now.
I can
MAGA
too.
As an insult.
I can too. When it's at you, yep, I'll take it.
Whatever insult you can come up with, you'll throw it at me. Oh my god, Chris puts up with you. She deserves whatever restaurant she wants. How dare now? Taylor is personally attacking me.
Mm-hmm. Well, you did personally attack her.
I did not. I said I liked her a lot. She just makes bad decisions. And I don't know why she watches the show.
That's a personal attack.
Though. That's not a personal attack.
They're attacking her choices.
No, attacking her would be yelling MAGA at her face like did
no,
debate.
I'm attacking you all the fucking time.
Yeah, yeah.
I will physically attack you.
Yeah. Defending me, defending Chris is attacking me. All right? That's how relationships work. Because if I was to look at you and be like, Britt was right, that immediately means you're wrong. It doesn't even matter what we're talking about. That's just how relationships work. It is, man.
Greasy
Make America
again?
Greasy again.
Oh, my
yes.
Atlanta.
Let's do it. Make America gluttonous again. That's what I want.
Duh. They're already there, man. We're already here.
What do you mean? Getting greasy?
Yeah.
Nah, man.
There's a lot of greasy motherfuckers.
Everything's health craze now, man.
Greasy.
It's all
isn't that
craze.
A fucking Trailer Park Boys like insult?
Yeah.
Kind of greasy.
You tell me.
Situation's kind of greasy. Like, means, like, sketchy?
Don't know.
I think that's
Don't
it.
Watch Trailer Park Boys.
I'm pretty sure that's where
Don't
it's
watch anything good, apparently.
Yeah, no, you suck at life.
I do.
What are you watching now?
Nothing.
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 What are you watching?
In my free time, I now play Red Dead Redemption. Well, that's not true. I just finished the original Thor. I'm rewatching the entirety of the MCU. Give me this.
Damn it.
Get out of here, dog.
Dog?
Yeah,
because
you're Kylo Ren.
Yeah. Oh, my God. No, I don't get it. You know, he was named Kylo before my dog, right?
Yeah. What does that have to do with anything? Okay. How's your dog doing, by the way?
He's fine.
Do you know many people in, like, I think Menace especially didn't know you had actually gotten rid of Kylo?
Yeah.
Yeah. You did know that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, yeah. Well, how's he doing?
He's fine.
Yeah, is he?
Yeah.
Think he's better off?
No.
Does he still look excited when he sees you?
Yeah.
You don't think he's better off?
No.
I find that hard to believe.
Him and Halo get in the fights all the time.
That's because Halo's used to be the princess.
Yeah.
Right? Could somebody take Lola? So Plotino has this bunny rabbit, right? Bunny rabbit's cute.
Yeah.
Okay? Great pet.
Sure.
All right? Plotino is whoring out Lola for his stream because, like, when he goes BRB or, you know, Chris shows up, he's just like, look at Lola, my bunny, you know? But he wants to get rid of her.
Isn't that, like, the most lazy animal?
Oh, it literally just sits there.
Right.
Yeah.
You just feed it lettuce, that's all you have to do?
Yeah, give it Doc Greens every day. I live in heaven. Hey, Acid, what's up? Why would I have a bunny I don't whore out? That's a fair question.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fair question.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
Well, I have a bunny and not use it for whorish. Whoring.
Apparently she eats and poops just everywhere. I mean, she's in a cage. I don't know how she could do it everywhere. Like, it's a cage. It's not a very big cage.
She poops outside the cage,
like,
man.
Does she just angle it up and pfft, you know, I don't know
how projectile rabbit poop is.
I don't feel like it's that projectile-ish.
I don't know.
I don't feel like their butts have that much firepower, man.
They could. You don't know.
All they eat's lettuce.
All they have is, like, air. They're just like... All that fluff isn't fluff. It's air. We're getting ready to shoot that poop.
Oh, my God, dude. Oh, no, she's huge. Evacuate the room. It's coming out. Oh, my God, dude. That's hilarious. Yeah, bunnies eat their poo. See? Why do people know so much about rabbits? Real question is, why do we know so little about everything?
Because we are uneducated people.
Why?
We do a show on the internet. Because we're not in school anymore, and we did terrible in school.
It's true.
Yeah. We don't learn things. Hey. I also wonder, like, you know, smart people.
Uh-huh.
Like, where do they learn that?
Dude, that's
they
what I was about.
They just have it. They just study it themselves.
That's what I was about to ask was, like, even in school.
Where do they find the shit out?
We wouldn't learn about bunnies.
No.
There'd be no. Even if we got A's in school, we wouldn't learn about bunnies. Like, how does Brit know that rabbits do that?
I don't know.
Her upbringing's the same as ours. Kansas, basically born and bred. She knows stuff about bunnies and we don't? How's that fair?
There might be bunnies in Boston, man. I don't know.
They pay attention. That's a personal attack again.
In biology?
Is that a personal attack?
Yeah.
That's a personal attack. Yeah, she is just all over us today. Nature documentaries? I don't watch those. We watched that Blue Planet we talked about on this show, and we got downvoted on YouTube into oblivion. Remember that?
Yes.
People were mad about our opinion of Blue or Planet or whatever, dude.
Yeah, they did not like the wild sleuth.
Brit's sister had a rabbit.
There you go. That's how she knows.
Okay.
In Boston? Boston rabbits?
I just imagine a top hat and a coat.
Yeah, you want some tea?
See, that or they're Mark Wahlberg and they're killing people.
Say, how do you mother fool me?
Yeah, exactly. Him, the mother rabbit.
Mm-hmm. Remember when Andy Samberg did an impression of Mark Wahlberg on SNL?
Dude, I watch Nature is Metal on Reddit all the time. And yes, where he says hi to the donkey.
Yeah. Say hi to your mother for me to every single animal.
Yeah.
Hey, donkey.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah.
That was great.
It's a great one. Mm-hmm. It's great. Yeah, Nature is Metal is a good place on Reddit. I don't learn a lot there except that animals are ruthless. Like, you see, like, baby zebras getting torn out of the womb by lions and stuff, dude.
Yeah, no, I'll pass on that.
Like, it's like, I remember this one, it'll haunt me forever. It was like, this zebra just like, la-da-da-da-da, what a great day to be pregnant. And then this lion just jumps and grabs its underside of its belly and rips the baby zebra out of its uterus and runs off with the corpse. And the zebra's just there with its belly open and its organs hanging out. And it's just like, well, this is my life now. And it just starts walking along. Because what's he gonna do? Put a band-aid on it? He can't. He's a zebra.
Yeah, no, he's dead.
Yeah, it sucks, dude.
Mm-hmm.
That sucks.
Nature's
awful. Messed up, dude.
Yeah, they're fucked up. What's all you need to know about nature is that they kill each other?
Yeah, it's brutal.
Yeah.
It's brutal, man.
Yeah, it's dog-eat-dog world out there, man.
It's not, though, because I think, like, people are like, you know, everyone's an animal, you know? And then I look at that, and I'm like, nah, no one's... Like, only, like, serial killers are doing that. And honestly, they're not even doing that, because if a serial killer was to cut an unborn baby out of a womb, I feel like, one, he wouldn't eat the baby, and two, he would also kill the mother because witnesses.
You don't know, man.
I'm fairly certain.
You don't know that. There's been a case.
It might have been, dude.
Yeah, there's been a case.
Might have been.
The fetus eating.
We don't know things about bunnies. How would we know anything about serial killers?
I don't know, man.
In fact, I would be worried if we knew more about serial killers than we do about bunnies.
Yes.
And I'm fairly certain we might.
We do.
Yeah, pretty sure.
Yeah.
It's horrible, man. It's horrible. So, what do you want to talk about, man? You want to do some topics? Or?
Yeah, we can do that.
You want to do some topics,
we can
man?
Do that.
You want to talk about Star Wars? You want to talk about Disney streaming?
What the fuck about Star Wars now, man? What about it?
Okay, this guy right here, you remember his name? You remember his name? Before I scroll down, you remember it?
Like his character name?
Yeah. Or his actor's name, honestly. I feel like that's more unbelievable. You know what movie he's from?
Yeah, it's Rogue One. Hold on, hold on.
All right.
Jin.
Nope.
And Cassian.
Oh!
Cassian.
You got it, man. Look at you. Cassian Andor, live action series.
Who gives a shit?
It's gonna be on Disney's direct.
God, who gives
service.
A shit?
Like, look at this. You don't like this?
No.
Said Disney Plus dick. Company's new direct to consumer streaming service going to production next year follows the adventures of rebel spy Cassian Andor during the formative years of the rebellion and prior to the events of Rogue One, a Star Wars story. Diego Luna will reprise his role as the role of Andor going back to the Star Wars universe is very special to me. I have so many memories of the great work we did together and the relationships I made through the journey. We have a fantastic adventure ahead of us, and this new exciting format will give us a chance to explore his character more deeply. What do you think, man?
So is it like a TV...
Yeah, it's going to be like the Loki, the Winter Soldier, Falcon. It's going to be a limited series.
It's a spy thriller.
Yeah, because he's a rebel spy, remember?
Yeah, so he's going to be killing more of his own
That's
rebels?
What I imagine.
Yeah.
He's going to be stabbing people, slitting throats.
Do you like this guy?
Yeah, he slows the dark side of the rebellion,
Why?
Because it's war out there!
Yeah, okay, so you're okay with that, but you're not okay with deserters in fucking Dunkirk.
No, that's the what? That is not the same.
This is worse than that.
No, because in Dunkirk, they wanted you to pretend like that wasn't a big deal and you're supposed to root for them to survive anyway. We know this guy's a pile of crap.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah, you still like him.
Yeah, because he knows what he is.
He doesn't know that. He comes to know that.
We know that he is. Does he die in...
yes.
Well, he blows up on the planet.
Yeah,
the end,
he
right?
does. Yeah. All them motherfuckers be dead.
Yeah, I think it's... I'm fine with it.
Whatever.
I mean, I think this is better...
Hypocrite.
Like, doesn't Rogue One...
Hypocrite.
...shine as one of the best new Star Wars movies now, in hindsight, because of how bad Solo, Last Jedi, Force Awakens was? Like, no one really has a problem with Rogue One, except for maybe some bad CGI choices, but besides that, like, isn't that kind of, in hindsight, now that the honeymoon phase is over for all those movies, isn't that the best one of the new ones? Are you stroking out right now?
I'm trying to think of the argument. I watched a video saying that it wasn't that great.
Why don't you do something crazy and form your own opinion?
I fucking was fine with it, dickhead. I don't like the whole Vader choke on your aspirations thing while he's actually choking.
Why not?
Because that's just ridiculous.
Dude, that sounds exactly like the type of dialogue you'd say in the prequels.
So stupid.
Exactly the same type of stuff.
No, yeah, well, it's
are
not
you
the
an angel?
Prequels.
But it's his character.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No.
His character is what you see in the movies, man. If that's what he does in the movies, that's what he does.
Yeah, well, a 9-year-old him isn't the same as fucking 50-year-old...
Might be.
...black man voice him.
They're animals! And I murdered them like animals! Remember that? You remember that?
Yes.
That's not 19.
That's like
5 years before Rogue One.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
I guarantee it.
It is definitely not. Leia has to grow up from a baby to full-grown Leia.
All right, that's a fair play. Yeah, it's like 20 years.
Yeah, yeah, motherfucker.
All right, all right.
There's 30-year gaps.
You win this round, man.
There's 30-year gaps.
You win this round.
In between each trilogy.
You win this round, all right? You got lucky.
Nah.
Speaking of Disney, what do you guys think about them pulling Luke Cage? I think that they're going to pull all of the Netflix ones and put them on Disney streaming, which I'm hyped about because the more things that are held by Marvel Studios, the better. Oh, that's this article. This one right here. Disney's new streaming service is going to be called Disney Plus. It launches late 2019.
What?
Says the company announced in August 2017 it would pull all of its movies from Netflix in 2019, start its own streaming offering. Disney also purchased Fox for $71 billion. Service will feature new original shows and movies, including original Marvel and Star Wars series. Marvel fan favorites character Loki, played by Tom Hiddleston, will get an original series on the Disney Plus streaming service. Prequel series Star Wars Rogue One, by the character Cassian Andor, portrayed by Diego Luna, will also get a series. Other original shows and movies might include a rebooted version of High School Musical.
Oh,
also
God.
Feature a hub for the next season of Star Wars The Clone Wars. It'll have an animated series based on Pixar's Monsters, Inc. It'll have exclusive movies Noel, a Christmas movie about Santa's daughter, played by Anna Kendrick, and Togo, a movie about the 1925 Gnome Serum Run, starring William Dafoe. Disney
launched
the placeholder website for Disney Plus. It shows off logos of brands like Pixar, National Geographic, and Marvel. Disney's other streaming service, SportsCenter, ESPN Plus, reached 1 million paid subscribers in 5 months. Company reported its fourth quarter earnings, blah, 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 blah. So yeah, Disney Plus, man. There it is. There it is, man. Look at that thing. Those are pretty big names up there, man. Disney, Pixar, Marvel, Star Wars.
No shit.
That's pretty big, dude. That's pretty big, dude.
That logo's terrible.
It's pretty good. Hopefully they don't take DC. Dude, DC just needs to go bankrupt and leave Earth. I won't miss one thing about DC.
Hopefully who doesn't take DC?
Marvel. Disney. That won't happen.
No.
They don't want it.
It's owned by Time Warner anyway.
Yeah, it's trash. Sorry, Sam. Sorry to tell you, but it's trash, okay? It's trash. I'm not going to watch him. I'm sorry about The Flash. All right, Platano. He sucks. The Flash sucks. He goes fast.
The Flash.
Yeah.
Da.
I've never seen The Flash, so I don't really know anything about it. They probably have some good stuff. It's just I hate everything now because Aquaman exists.
Well, the TV
you know how
shows...
I am. I burn it down. One thing sucks.
The
burn
TV
the whole
shows
thing
are
down.
Okay. They're getting more and more ridiculous because they're running out of shit to do. There's soap operas.
Who?
The Flash and Arrow.
Oh, because of the TV series, mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, they got like, they're like 7 seasons deep, mm-hmm. aren't they? Yeah, I mean, that just happens.
Right.
It's hard to keep going after that stuff. especially on a CW budget where I'm pretty sure everything's made of cardboard.
No, like, those are the only shows that get budgets on CW.
Dude, I don't know, man. I don't know. I never even saw Wonder Woman. I care so little about DC. I just care so little about it.
Platano, I don't get the science bit with your Flash thing. Because literally, I watched The Flash.
It sucks.
And, like, it's the whole Ant-Man thing. Just add quantum before any word, and then there's your science for the episode.
The Flash, okay, be honest with me.
You just make right. fucking words up out of thin air.
Don't let...
They're
don't
just like,
let,
well, put this with this and this and this, and then you're good.
That's TV.
The quantum fangular with the nanomacular insights creates a particle boom that we can track. Yeah, shut the fuck up.
And so, and like, Ant-Man does that too, but mm-hmm. they make fun of that in the movie. So, like,
yeah,
you know. But anyway, here, so let me ask you this question. All right, be honest with me. Pretend Plotino's not here swaying your opinion. Pretend Britt's not in here swaying your opinion.
Guys.
Okay? All right?
Uh-huh.
Pretend they're not here. Who's better? Flash in the TV series? Okay? Or the limited amount of that of Quicksilver in the X-Men movies?
What do you mean?
Like,
which ones?
What's better? Which
the X-Men one?
If you were, yeah, the one, not the Avengers one.
Okay.
The X-Men one with the slow motion music.
Effects
and all
wise, definitely the X-Men.
Right.
Well, yeah.
So he's better.
CW
right?
compared to fucking
yeah.
Time Warner.
That's all I need.
Fox.
Yeah. That's all I need, though.
Yeah, but no, character wise, the CW one.
Well, they have more. They
better.
Have more time to make
yes,
him better.
That's why it's better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Quicksilver can't phase, travel through time, throw lightning. Wait, Flash can throw lightning?
Yes, he can throw lightning.
This is what I hate, DC. It's like they just keep adding powers. It's like, what if Captain America now shat patriotism? It's like, why does he need that? Can't he just be Captain America? Why can't Flash just be fast? Why has he got to do all these other things? Can Superman have laser vision? I don't know. He's already got 45 powers. Well, does it really matter if we give him a 46? Nah, it's fine. We'll put it right next to invisibility, X-ray vision, catching bullets in his teeth, shatting patriotism. Everything that Superman already does is too much, dude. It's too much. I'm gonna blow a gasket typing angry. It's too much, man. It's too much. Oh, God. Oh. But anyway, yeah, I'm really excited for the Marvel streaming, or for the Disney streaming service. Menace asked, will anyone in here get it? And I will. 100%.
Oh, yeah.
I might cancel Netflix for it.
I would, too.
I mean, honestly.
There's nothing on Netflix I watch.
Well, I mean, there's a few things on there that I like.
There's nothing on
you know, like, occasionally I'll watch a movie on there that's pretty good, or there's a TV series. Like, there's a couple original series that I really like on there. But, like... If I'm like, which one do I want to watch? These limited series made by Marvel Studios? Or do I want to watch Mindhunter Season 2? 100% of the time, I'm going to watch the Marvel limited series.
Yeah.
100% of the time.
Is that out yet?
Mindhunter Season 2?
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea. I think so, actually.
Really?
I don't remember. Who knows, either. Dude? House of Cards? I mean, I liked it. It's over now. It's gone. House of Cards was fine. Kind of petered out. I didn't watch the newest season because... It's just not the
same. How do they handle the whole Kevin Spacey
thing? Oh, I think he's dead in the series.
Yeah, but so they just didn't show his death.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't watch the last season. I know. I heard it was terrible.
Well, he died.
I heard it was terrible, and so I didn't even watch it. Well, and I didn't really like season 5 either. Like, it kind of petered out, you know. Was the 12-month message here or Z-Swigs? Because I can reset. Okay, hold on. I got to write a 12-month message. Give me a second, Menace. Give me a second. Hold on, give me a second. I don't know why I'm signaling him like he's not listening. I gotta open Safari and I gotta type a message. Give me a second. I gotta move all my beverages. That one over there. That one over there. I mean, acid, watch it. Let me know what you think. I mean, Kevin Spacey's not in it. He molested people and then he got fired. So, yeah. You know, that's not really a spoiler. That just happened.
Yeah.
So, I think they just killed him off.
That's real stupid.
Yeah, it's silly, but I don't know, man. Like, if Disney streaming service is only $9, or even less, like if it's $7, like some people are saying it's going to be $7.99, you know?
Really?
That'd be great, dude. That'd be great. Okay, how do I do this? Twitch.tv/SethandColby.
Colboo.
I gotta wait for the other things to pop up otherwise. You wanna see what my favorite thing about my Safari? Watch this. I'll hit enter here, and it just goes away.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, my favorite. I have to wait for these down here to load, and then I know the browser's working. It's open, but it's not actually working. The only thing worth watching on Prime is MBM Bam.
Man of the High Castle?
My butt made bigger. My brother, and me. No idea. Don't know. I watch I watch more shows on Prime, honestly, than I do Goliath. Loved Goliath. I watched Sneaky Pete. That was good. What's the name of the one about the guy who's in the CIA? I don't remember the name of it, but it's got the guy from Lost in it, or for the guy from That 70s Show and the guy from Lost in it, too. I like that show. The Romanoff's supposed to be good on there. That new Julia Roberts show that's supposed to be good on there. I watched Man in the High Castle. That show sucks until the very last episode, and then it was like the greatest series of TV history I've ever seen in my life. There's a lot of shows on Prime I watch, actually.
Yeah, I haven't watched Jim Halpert's...
Oh, yeah, Tom Clancy. That's on there, yeah. That one was okay. I mean, Sam said it was really good, but, like, I didn't... It was okay for me. I liked it best because it wasn't focused on Jim, honestly. All right, here we go. But I want more of those, man. I want more of those.
Prison Break?
And the thing is that Netflix is just TV. Like, I can't cancel Prime because it gives me so many other things.
Yeah.
Netflix is literally just the same price as Prime, but it's more expensive.
Right. No, I agree. I should cancel Netflix because literally I never use it.
Yeah, here we go. Let's see. What should I say here?
It's my 12-month anniversary. I'm not feeling clever. Happy birthday to us.
Oh, man, it just gets me rock hard!
Hey, Z-Swix, thanks for subbing, man.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Yeah. Hey, he wants you to dance.
That's too bad, and he didn't do it.
12 months of 12 months of subs is like, you know.
No, I never agreed to that. I think you should dance for 12 months of subs.
I can't dance. He didn't say me. He said you.
Well,
he didn't say said dance.
I don't
give
a shit what he said.
I don't want to let Z-Swix down.
I'm dancing for tips.
Okay?
You dance for fucking subs.
I can't. The Z-Swigs, whoever that man is, he clearly wants you to dance. Not me. If he wanted me to dance, he
clearly,
probably would have said it.
I know. I'll never get you to dance, but no, I'm not dancing for
I sure. danced. Hey, we danced together.
Yeah, you did it once.
Well, that's enough. Yeah. Can't say never because I did it once.
You did it once.
I did it once.
Once is too little for how many times I've fucking danced on this show.
Twice.
Three times.
Oh, you're right. It was three.
We always want some dancing. Taylor knows what she likes, too. I don't know what my brother, and me is. I've
no,
never
no
heard of it. I'm going to have to
either.
Look it up because Acid's got pretty good taste. So have to look that up. But yeah. But I'm definitely getting this streaming service. First of all, I love Disney. Okay.
Sheep.
On this screen, like. It's probably Marvel first, then Disney, then Pixar, then Star Wars for me.
Sheep.
National Geographic don't care. What do you mean sheep?
You're sheep.
What do you mean sheep?
Follow the sheep. You follow the herd. Herd.
You don't even.
That's
I don't even
your
know what
cattle
that means.
Brand right there. Is that? Disney?
Oh man, it just gets me rock hard.
Yeah, see, Menace, there he is, 6 months in a row of subs. Look at that. He also wants dancing.
It's too bad.
Oh,
he didn't specify who this time.
That's
so
true, he didn't. He kind of boned me there a little bit. Yeah. Well, Menace, thank you for 6 months. Basic Braid, thank you for 11 months. Basic Braid just came in, resubbed, and bounced.
Yep.
He's gone.
He's out of there.
Yeah. We like him, but he bounced, so. But good. Get that Z-Swig guy's name off the top. I don't want to see that up there. It's
gross. Yeah, that dude's a dick.
That dude is the worst. Hey, man, how do you like the shirt, speaking of self-promotion?
Oh, yeah. That's a good-looking hog shirt, man.
I wonder where you can get a shirt like this. Do you have any idea?
I think
you can get it at raptorteeth.live/7colby. Yeah,
where it is, but yo, go get it.
Raptorteeth.live.
Yes, it does actually.
Does it come backwards?
Yeah,
what's that mean?
It's backwards to them. Since our image is flipped, you ding-dong.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. You don't need a discount, Taylor. Go buy it full price. We need the money, okay? Colby ain't here for free. All right, he doesn't do this for fun like I do.
I know, I had to wake up at 2 on a Sunday.
Yeah, he does this for the money, okay? You gotta go pay, all right?
It's a nice looking shirt. It's also really soft, actually.
This
too.
Is a really nice shirt, dude. Mm-hmm. I am amazed at how far DigiPrint has come. I mean, look at that.
Yeah.
It looks so good.
Yeah.
My emote shirt, I also got an emote shirt. I'll wear it tomorrow on my stream. It looks so good, too.
Oh, they did update their...
I mean, that looks like screen print now.
Yes.
It's super
good. Because it used
good.
To... Well, I mean, you got to see how you wash it, because it starts to...
No, my Camp Steak one looks great.
Really?
I've had it for like a year. I don't know how they do it, but they're great, man.
Well, they got a different DigiPrint.
Hey, Plotin, I want you to fondle my shirt
DigiPrint
some more,
machines.
Because you're not dancing, so... You guys like that? Okay. You guys like that? Was for you, Plotin. I hope you liked it.
Yeah.
Hope you liked it. But yeah, man, this is a really good shirt.
Yeah, it's real soft too. Real cozy and comfy.
Yeah,
just
we're gonna add more shirts sometime, right?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Could do that.
Yeah. Hey, look, we have a command.
I should do that.
Why did Sam know that and I didn't?
I don't know.
Let's click this link that Sam put in chat. Let's see. Let's see. Oh, man, look at this. Look at this website. Hey, look at that. There's the shirt right there.
It's right there, man.
Wow.
It's only $25.
Wow, what a coincidence. There's the exact shirt I'm wearing. Wow. Wow, that is amazing. Wow. It also comes in several different colors. The blacks, comes in a grayish, if you like that. Comes in a blue, red. It's beautiful. You know, and it comes in fat man sizes, up to 4XL. So if you a big boy, you still get in there. And they fit true to size, because I'm a 2X. This is a 2X. You always want a fat man making your clothes, chat. Believe me, they're never tight. Okay? It's what you want. All right? Fan fiction. Is this up to date? What? What's he talking about?
I don't know.
Fan fiction. What's the shipping cost to UK? I mean, these shirts are also fulfilled in Europe, so they're not too bad. Shipping cost is it comes from Europe, so it's fast.
Super.
We
fast.
Got Europe fulfillment, man.
Yeah, man.
We the big dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not all colors I think are fulfilled in Europe, but the major ones are. So, like this color, because it's like a teal tri-blend, may not be in Europe, but the reds and blacks definitely in Europe.
Sure.
What do you mean? Sure.
Sure.
What do you mean sure? All you have to do, Sam, is go to the website, add it to your cart, type in your address, it'll tell you right there what your shipping cost is. Very affordable. Whatever it is, it's very affordable.
It's $500.
It's affordable $500.
Yeah,
it's an affordable $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is. That's all it is, man. But anyway, was that a pretty good commercial for our shirts?
Yeah, that was really good.
When are you going to get one, man?
Sponsored content.
When are you going to get a shirt?
I don't know. I'll just make one. You're not getting my money.
I'll sell them to you at cost.
No, you're not getting my money.
But if you buy them from the store, then you
still
get exactly
not
what it looks like.
Getting my money.
I wouldn't get your money. At cost means you pay directly to the supplier. I wouldn't take any of your money. Now I am.
No,
I'm going to tell
I'm
you it's
still
more.
Just going to make one.
No, if you bring a shirt, if you counterfeit our products, I'm going to burn it up. I'm going to light it up.
I'm going to light you on fire.
I'm going to light it up.
What shirts do we even have in there?
I'll show you. It's a great question, sir. Man, you asked some great questions. Yeah. We should go check this out. RaptorTeeth.live/Seth and Colby. Let's just head in here to Seth and Colby. Let's check out what we got here. Okay, so we got nice Colby Plays Games shirts to start
those.
With. Like, we got also got a Colby Plays Games mug.
That's a sweet looking mug.
That is a great looking mug, isn't it? We also got a hog collection.
Oh, God.
Look at those hogs right there, man. You know how good you'd feel walking around your office carrying around this hog mug? You would be the talk of the town if you had that hog mug right there. All right, we also got
happening?
We also got the Seth and Colby rainbow logo on shirts now, and hoodies as well. You know, because it's cold. I don't know if you know this, but everywhere but Australia, it's kind of getting chilly.
It is
you
a
know,
little chilly.
A little bit of fleece will make you feel good about yourself. You know, when you're out on the town and you're sporting our logo, be beautiful, right?
Out on the town,
you know, sporting the Seth and Colby logo. We also got these, which I think it's a crime they're not selling better. The Seth and Colby 10-year anniversary graphics. All right, celebrating 10 years of nonsense.
Yep.
Right there. You want to get your hands on those?
I might get one of those.
We also have the hog, which is what I'm wearing right now. I got the hog. And we got, just a reminder, most of these come in women's as well.
Mm.
So, you know, if you're a woman and you got that tapered fit, you know, you got a shirt just for you. Okay? All right? And then we also got the greatest movie idea in the history of movies, Sahara Money Drop, right there. You know, and... And what else do we got in here? I think we just got logos after that.
The
Star Wars
one, man.
The Star Wars, yeah, if you like that. Let's just say The Stupidity Awakens, I think.
Yeah.
It's a good one. It's a good one. And then all of the shirts go up to big sizes, all right? So if you fat like me, I got you covered, baby girl. All right, us fatties, we got to unite and huddle for warmth and chicken. That's what we got to do.
Warmth and chicken.
Yeah, huh? Because we got to eat.
Yeah, we need some new designs in there, man.
Well, why don't you make some, man? If only one of us was a skilled graphic designer.
Shut your mouth. Well, I got to edit some fucking photos.
You sell anything long sleeve? If you got requests, we can make you some long sleeves, brother. Okay? Yeah. If people ask, they will receive. But you got to buy stuff first, all right? I'm not lying to you when I tell you that this man works for money. Okay? He's not here doing this because he loves it.
Why do you put that on me? You're doing this for money.
You want to? How many of these shirts did you add versus me?
Four.
And I added the rest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it's on you because I've done everything in my capability.
Sure.
What do you mean, sure? Should we look? Can we get in the back? Let's look when you added the hog, man.
I don't give a shit.
Oh, let's go. Let's just take a look at when the hog tea was added. Let's see. What do you guess? What's your guess? How many months ago?
It was fucking more May.
And I'm gonna say months and not years because I'm nice. All right, let's go in here to the products. Let's see all products here. Let's see. Gotta scroll down. Plus all the stuff I've added. Hog. The great hog. It was added. Let's see. It was added February 12th.
Jesus.
So that was the last time that you added a shirt there.
That was long ago.
February, so. When we gonna kiss? I mean, how much we had to get paid to kiss?
I don't know. A lot.
Really?
Yeah.
We've kissed before.
Yeah.
It's kind of insulting that he said a lot, to be honest, because
I mean, a lot. Depends. It's either a lot of money or a lot of alcohol. One of the two.
Yes, it's always been alcohol up to this. But, well, for him at least. It doesn't take anything for me. I'll kiss him no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
I have no problems, mm-hmm. All right? I ain't a prude. I ain't a pilgrim like this man over here.
I ain't a pilgrim?
Prudes are pilgrims now?
Aren't pilgrims prudes?
No.
I think so.
No.
Yeah.
They'd be having sex with all the Indians.
No, pilgrims did not be having sex with Indians, man. That was not a thing that happened.
That might have been a thing that happened. Isn't that the whole thing about Pocahontas?
Let's see it. Not the one I watch. Not prudent. Google, how dare you? For French back formation, feminine, this is not helpful. A person who claims to be easily shocked by matters relating to sex or nudity is what prude means. But I'm a little upset that the etymology just doesn't say means pilgrim, because that would be the only way that I could possibly be look at that.
I mean, Menace says I'm right.
Pilgrims left the prudes and came to America. Why is everyone personally attacking me today?
Yeah, they just don't like you, bro.
Did you guys not hear that the last time Colby added a shirt was February? Can we get some comments about that, maybe, instead of the whole pilgrim thing?
Well, maybe if someone would buy shirts, I would add more.
That's what I'm saying! Yeah. That's what's the whole speech, where you guys need to buy stuff, so he'll add things, and you're like, why are you putting that on me, man? We just went through that whole exercise!
No!
For you to just say what I just said!
No!
Why is there a net every time we do a show?
When did Menace buy a shirt?
Menace bought a Campsteak shirt.
Where?
At campsteak.com.
Where's that profit, man?
It's in my pocket.
Well, why?
Because Campsteak makes $3 a shirt!
Uh-huh. Man who designs a shirt doesn't get anything. I see how it is.
I'll give you some money for the Campsteak, mm-hmm. man. What do you mean, mm-hmm. You saying I won't?
I'm saying you might.
But I want to. How much money do you think we made off that Campsteak?
That's a canvas shirt.
Because we're
gonna be 17. What are you charging
slashed,
for? 20?
No, we charge $18.99 for those.
Yeah, we're gonna get paid a dollar.
Yeah, because remember we slashed the prices on those shirts because we thought people weren't buying them because they were too expensive.
It might be 13.
Well, we're gonna look.
Maybe $5.
I'll pull it up here. I gotta wait for my Safari to load again, so we can spend about another 30 minutes talking about whatever we want before that'll happen.
I'll buy a shirt if there's dancing. That's on you. There's a lot of dancing in his
there.
Intro.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, I've sold shirts for my stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, they're spending all the fucking money on your shit.
Yeah, but you know,
not our shit.
I put new stuff for me all the time.
Yeah,
up,
but
know?
It's all the same thing.
It's stuff.
It's just the emotes.
Yeah, it's enough. People uh-huh. like new hip stuff, man. Mm-hmm. Not last stuff was added in February.
Well, it's still cool stuff that no one got, so somebody needs to get it, and then I'll add some new stuff. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, we got Black Friday coming up, man. How
Why
cool would it be to
the fuck
have...
is my mic down there?
I don't know. I'm not...
Why is this thing broken?
I'm not in charge of your microphone. Because we don't have enough money to afford new mic stands.
Yeah, man. Log into that one.
People need to buy new shirts. I'm going to pass hard on that. Okay?
You want the same shirt, just slightly different, three different ways?
All right, let's see. How much? Okay, so let's look. Here's his order. The price was $12.95. It was $18 flat. So we're going to make $5.05
yeah,
on
man.
This t-shirt.
Where's that $2.50?
I'll send it to you, man.
Where's that $2.50?
It still hasn't even been deposited in my bank account.
Yeah, probably
okay?
won't. Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I'll send you.
What'd he buy that's
your
the stupid
he bought,
s'more
he
shirt?
He bought the s'more shirt, man. Good he liked Lord. That shirt.
Menace.
I mean, $5 is $5, man. I mean, technically, we got to send, like, Brandon Painter, like, 30 cents.
Oh, technically, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no.
Should I mail him a check for 30 cents? How hilarious would it be if I mailed him a check for 30 cents?
That'd be great.
Wouldn't that be hysterical? Mm-hmm. Like, I just text him and be like, hey, I need your address to mail you a check for your camp steak proceeds. He's like, he sends it to me, and then I just mail him, like, a 30-cent check. I'm going to start writing you a check, too. For all the stuff.
Don't do
I'm
that.
I'm gonna do it. Where's my checkbook?
Here. I don't want your go. Checks.
Here we go, man. Checkbook. There we go. Right here. Pay to the order of Colby Noonan.
Just leave that blank.
All right. Let's see. It was it 505, but I'm gonna have some fees taken out of that. So let's say 475. What's half of 475?
220.
220? That would be 480, friend. Right? No.
All
right.
220.
You say 220? You said 280.
220.
$2.20.
$2.20. Menace, I don't get why you like that s'more shirt.
$2.20.
Just a diagram of how a s'more works.
Camp steak profit $11. You buy that yesterday, so $11.10, something like that. Sign it for you, dated 11/11/18. There you go, man. There's your champ steak profit. Don't show that to the camera. It's got my address, routing number, and everything on. But there you go, man. Just go cash that in.
He's going to steal your bank account numbers now.
There you go.
That's cool. Thanks, bud.
You're welcome.
$2.20 check. I think it cost you more than that for this actual check. But thanks, friend. You don't live in 2018 where you could just virtually send me
here,
the money
Sam,
or nothing. But
if you want this, here you can go. There's the website for all that crap. If you want to look at that, okay. I mean, we get money for it, so I mean, I don't really care if you buy stuff from it. But
it's got great designs on it.
It does. It's got fantastic designs.
Much, but there's a few. There's a
yeah.
Few
some games. He phoned in. Some he really spent a lot of time on. Yeah. You'll know immediately which ones are which. Yeah. But that was a business we tried to make work, and no one cared. Like it's not a joke. Like, well, here, I mean, I close it already? God, what an idiot.
Yeah, you're the worst.
But like Menace was the last person to order. I think the person before that was my mom.
Well, yeah, because it was shut down for 2 years.
No, and the person before that was Nick George.
Well, yeah.
And then I think it was your mom.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think it was Brandon. And then I think it was one rando. And that's all we've sold in the last 3 years. So.
I think that's true, yep. Yeah.
So, but it sits there now, so... You know.
Just doesn't make any sense, man.
If you don't want the check, you can send it to me and I'll donate it in your name. Make it out of the Children's All Saint Hospital for a good cause. Hey, there you go.
Nah, Menace, I'm going to keep that $220.
You're never going to deposit that, are you?
Nah.
I hope what you do is I now write you a check for every single thing we get on this show.
No.
And then you have like a stack of like 20 checks.
No.
And then one day you go into the bank and you cash them in and I go bankrupt. Because I forgot that I've given you $50 in microtransactions
yeah, see,
over the last 6 months.
Don't do that. Just get it out of the way.
You got a stack of checks this thick is equal to $100. You go turn it in, and I'm just my grocery money for the week. But God, just. Oh, it's so funny.
Or do that. That's fine.
I mean, that'd be hilarious. Mm-hmm. It's 2018. Just take a picture of the check. Yeah. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Why don't you just do it right now, man? Just deposit it right into your account right now.
That's too much work.
To take a photo?
Yeah. I have to write on the back of the fucking check.
Oh, that must be hard. I literally filled out the check on the air.
Yeah, I know.
That link doesn't work?
What browser are you using, man?
Looked like it worked to me.
It did work.
It worked. Pulled it right up. Yeah. Someday I'm going to go in here and fix that website so it doesn't say all the stuff about new, but who really cares, honestly?
Yeah, doesn't matter.
No, not doesn't really matter at all.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter at all, but
yeah. Yeah, I'll get some new shirts, I guess. I'll work on them.
For us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to make some new shirts for me, too.
No.
I'll give you money for them. Sure. Every time the first shirt I sell, I'll give you the profit for it, man.
Perfect.
Why does it sound like there's rainwater? Do you hear that?
Noon, Mike.
It's weird.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
I just hear noise in my headphones, man.
I don't know.
That's all it is.
Are we going to die?
No, because there's nothing outside the headphones. It's just our headphones. It sounds like I'm in a waterfall. That's what it sounds like to me. If you don't hear it, my ears are going.
I heard it. A little bit.
Doesn't it sound like there's light rain? No, with the headphones on.
No.
Well, I might be dying then. That's not good. That's not good. Yep. Anyway, so... Did you get a haircut?
No, and I can't for another fucking week.
Oh,
and
that's
half.
Right. Yeah, I forgot about that.
I'm going on my lunch one day.
Hey, are we gonna do? Are we gonna do a Thanksgiving episode?
Probably not.
Okay. All right. So we have this Thursday's episode, and then no Thursday episode the next week.
Right.
Okay. So we have Sunday's episode, and then a week off after that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So for the record, Chad, I'd be here.
I got two places to go. So.
Yeah. It's true.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. I understand.
Yeah.
I understand, man. It's fine. Can I do a show without you that day?
Sure.
Can I keep all the money from that show?
Sure.
All right, sweet. Black Friday episode? You want to do a Black Friday episode, man? We talk about all the deals that we got?
Could do that.
Do you go Black Friday shopping?
No.
I don't either. Not anymore. It's too much work, dude.
Too much work.
It's too much work.
I'll just
see,
go.
Sam's booing because he's in Europe, he's in the UK, and he doesn't care at all about Thanksgiving because... Mm. That's when we celebrate our impotence for what he got smacked around by farmers with pitchforks.
Did
you
get
know?
Smacked around.
Yeah, he did, you know.
Those Brits. Just
keeping all the money, I'll make sure to write a check to the show. All right, sweet, Menace. Thank you. Thank you. I'll go write my bank.
Why are you rude, Menace?
I think it's hilarious
Why
that we're writing checks now. This
Why?
Is the best bit of all time.
No, it isn't.
That you write a check.
Why?
Chat, make your checks out to the Seth and Coley Show. Mail them to P.O. Box 756
Don't do that.
Kansas 67.
We're going to need to get a bank account
that
says the Seth and Colby Show.
Easy enough. Easy.
It'll give out free business accounts.
Yeah, they do.
Where?
At my bank.
Where's that?
It's my bank.
Where's that
I'm
one?
Not going to tell you the name of my bank. You'll go there, and you'll try to steal my money.
I will.
I mean, I just gave you a check that says the name of my bank
I'll
on it. But
erase the dot, add a dot, $0, $220.
It'd be so hilarious to me if, like, someone mailed us a check. It'd be like 1970s. Mm-hmm. I really love these fellers. I'm going to write them a check.
We'd just be on TV like churches.
Right, that's what it should be.
Please send your check.
We just need like a bottom scroll
church.
That just says make your checks out to.
Yep.
That would be great. I love that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. Just PayPal us. It's just as good.
Yeah.
Or cheer, which is even better. Please cheer, okay? Please clap. You like that one?
Fucking Bush.
Bush, man. Jeb. Old Jebber. All right, man. You want to talk about this right here? Breaking Bad movie will be a sequel following Jesse after a series finale. Aaron Paul to return. Yes, Sam. If you donate a dollar, I will write Colby a 50-cent check.
I never finished Breaking Bad.
Uh-huh.
Never.
You never finished Breaking Bad?
No.
Wait, so you're telling me that you're rewatching How I Met Your Mother.
Yep.
But you didn't finish Breaking Bad?
Correct.
So you could be watching Breaking Bad, finishing one of the greatest television series of all time.
That's not funny. I don't watch drama TV. It's just too depressing and meh. Speaking of depressing, we watched The Departed. Me and Britt. Britt fucking hated me. She got mad at me for showing her that movie.
Why, because everyone dies?
Yeah. Yeah.
People die.
Ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
So does she not like dramas either?
She does. She just doesn't like ones where people just get shot, apparently, out of nowhere, that you didn't expect. Should have seen her fucking jump when it happened, though. That's how it went.
Well, she screamed last night when we got bit by an alligator, so.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a delicate constitution.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen The Departed. Never seen it still. I mean, I know what happens.
It's great. It's fantastic.
Yeah,
it's hard to watch. Like, you love to hate it because it fucked you. But
so you watch
so
The
good.
Departed, but you won't watch Breaking Bad?
Right. The Departed's a 2.5 hour event.
How far into Breaking Bad did you get?
Encapsulates it. 4?
What's the last thing you remember
season
happening?
4?
What's the last thing you remember?
Chicken Man.
Dying or still alive?
Still alive.
Okay, then you're like season 3. You're like not even halfway done.
No.
I think. Yeah.
Maybe I remember him dying. How many seasons are there?
I think there's 6.
6?
5 or 6.
What?
They're not that long. They're like 10 episodes each.
Yeah, fuck that. The only one I got is Game of Thrones, man. I'll rewatch that till I die. Dude. I don't give a shit. Aaron Paul's also terrible.
Chad, just let him have it. I don't even know what to say.
He's the worst. You see that one movie where he's in a cult or something?
Yeah, that's on Hulu.
Yeah, it's terrible.
What's the name of that show? Is it called The Cult? What's it called?
I don't know.
It's the something. I don't remember what it is.
The Shallow. The Stupid.
The Following?
The Idiotic.
The Path. That's it. Yeah, The Path. I liked that show. I watched that for a while.
It was awful.
Dude, Aaron Paul's great, dude. Now, that one movie where he's racing cars.
Yeah, Need for Speed.
Not good.
You think Need for Speed was good?
Yeah, he's also in vitamin water commercials now. But the man needs money, clearly, okay?
To do something better.
I feel like Breaking Bad ain't paying
he
his bills.
Also was not that good at
you
Breaking
think Breaking
Bad.
Bad didn't pay anybody anything?
Dude, he
Brian
just
Cranston,
said magnets, bitch, and the internet flipped a shit.
Dude, Aaron Paul was phenomenal in Breaking
terrible.
Bad. Phenomenal.
Terrible.
Both him and Brian Cranston, probably some of the best actors ever in that show.
Jesus Christ.
100%.
Yeah, in that show, that's not saying much.
Chat's gonna riot, dude. Chat's gonna riot.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan.
Between me saying The Flash isn't any good and you just saying Breaking Bad
either.
Isn't good, I think Plotino's head is spinning
I
off
can't
his
take,
neck.
No, I can't take his wife. In
oh, his wife is awful. Yeah. I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like Breaking Bad didn't pay anybody anything. Because Aaron Paul's doing vitamin water commercials and Bad Need for Speed movies. Brian Cranston is still not saying no to anyone.
Wasn't it AMC?
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't pay shit.
They got it not to, right?
They were giving everything to Walking Dead.
Dude, that's what
that
a
that Lincoln,
what a
Andrew Lincoln, man, he's rolling in it.
You're right. He's not in anything else.
No.
Why does Bryan Cranston have to be in Godzilla? But that guy from that terrible Walking Dead show can be in nothing.
He's about to be in a movie with Kevin Hart where he can't move his body.
Bryan Cranston?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
He needs money that bad.
He's also in Power Rangers.
I rest my case.
Yeah. That was the bad one, I remember him. Yeah, he was the voice.
I feel like the kid in The Walking Dead who was the son of Lincoln is probably richer than Bryan Cranston.
Carl!
Yeah, Carl.
Carl!
I feel like he is worth more
Carl!
Than Bryan Cranston.
Carl! Carl! Sounds like coral.
Carl!
Carl!
Sam gave a dollar.
That one was bad. That one, it looked like you were going to go. I'm gonna go over. God, I wish I could time those right so I could just give it a push.
I don't want to
die. Need to go down.
I gotta write you a check, dude.
God, just send me the money.
I gotta write you a check.
I don't want a 50-cent check.
I told Sam I would write you a check.
Then write the check. Write it.
I almost spelled my last name. Newman. Right. I just write 50 over 100?
I don't know how that works, man.
over 100. I mean, Menace would know he's an accountant, man. Big lie.
For Sam's $1.
Simon, 11. Oh, 11, my God. 18, and then 0.50.
There you go. Just put fucking that one in your wallet right there. Okay.
You can't even tell. That looks like 500. That's 500 over 100. That's terrible.
That is clearly a 5 and a 0.
That is not.
Put it
at
in your wallet.
All clearly 5.
Put it in your wallet.
That is just a squiggly fucking line.
Not my problem. Put it in there.
This isn't even going to go through.
Put it in there.
It's not even going to go through.
Put it in the wallet. It's yours money now. Okay, you now made 270 today. Aren't you happy?
Sure. I haven't made shit yet.
Sam's dollar donation comment says it's funny how much of an inconvenience a check is to Colby LMA.
Yeah. That's manual labor to get that fucking money in my account. What are we in, 1990?
He's got to take a picture. I mean, Menace would probably tell me as my accountant, okay? Not officially, though, because I'm still not giving him a cut, because clearly the numbers that we work with, there's no cut to be had.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, as my accountant, he'd probably tell me that paying you in a check is probably the smartest thing I could do, honestly. Because it's going to be an accounting nightmare for me in 2 months when I have to do my taxes and I have to run all of the small PayPal payments I've sent you every
week. It
wouldn't
be that fucking hard.
What do you mean? How do you know it's easy for you to say your dad does your taxes?
I do my own shit.
No, you don't.
Yes, he sits next to me while I do it, but I do it. Also, I don't put shit I make from this show in there. Come at me.
Well, you don't make enough.
Come at me.
That's true.
They will. Don't come at me.
No, they won't. They don't care enough about you. They got Wesley Snipes to worry about. I don't think they're worried about you, brother.
What about Mayweather?
I think they worry about him, too, right?
Yeah.
Lottery winners are yee-yees out there, right?
Yee-yees.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm really disappointed that you don't care at all about this Aaron Paul story.
I don't give a shit. Is there a Shrek story? I really thought
you
cared
about. Yeah, you like this? You want this? Is what you care about?
No.
They are rebooting Shrek and Puss in Boots. Shrek and Puss in Boots are getting rebooted. Chris Meledandri, the man behind Despicable Me, is overseeing their revival. Universal Pictures asked Mel to finding some fresh storylines to reintroduce the lovable ogre and the sword-wielding feline to new generations of moviegoers. One thing the animation guru doesn't want to mess with is the vocal performances. Part of popularity of Shrek is attributed voice to cast included Mike Myers, Eddie Murphy, Antonio Banderas. Legend at lengthy profile variety. He says that he would like to get the band back together. So, more Shrek movies, man.
I fucking hate Hollywood. I fucking hate them. They're just they're shit out of ideas. They are a lazy motherfucker just being like, just redo that one.
That's because people don't go see movies with original ideas.
Well, that sucks.
Well, it does. It's
stop making reboots, and maybe they'll have to just venture out.
Yeah, watch original content like Breaking Bad.
So fucking mad.
Would you rather watch Breaking Bad as a series or a How I Met Your Mother movie?
Breaking Bad.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes.
Don't lie to me. What about
How I Met Your Mother as a movie sounds awful.
What about Last Man Standing?
Sounds fucking awful. That sounds awful as well. Now, if you give me a Brooklyn Nine-Nine movie, that one would be good.
What's the difference?
I don't know.
Okay.
They're better.
Really?
Yeah.
You think it's better than How I Met Your Mother?
Yes.
I mean, it's definitely better than Last Man Standing. I've seen hogs take a dump on a sidewalk better than Last Man Standing. Tim Allen's the worst, dude.
Shut up.
So, yeah, we got Shrek, man. We got Shrek.
It won't happen.
It'll definitely happen.
No.
It'll definitely happen.
No.
Says, when you look back at those vocal performances, they're awesome, and while you certainly could make a case for a complete reinvention, I find myself responding to my own nostalgic feelings of wanting to go back to those characterizations. The challenge for us has been to find something that really does feel like it's not just simply another film in a series of sequels. So it's like a reboot.
It's gonna be the fucking same as the goddamn first Shrek.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
They're redoing that. They're redoing the Grinch. They're redoing everything.
I can't figure
First
out.
First Man was a redo of Apollo 13. Like, it's just fucking crazy, man.
Oh, my God, dude. Well, here's another one. Here's another one, okay? Jay and Silent Bob get a reboot.
I don't give a fuck.
Jason Mewes, Kevin Smith get back together for the camera as hetero life mates at least one more time for Jay and Silent Bob Get a Reboot. They're actually going to call it Jay and Silent Bob Get a Reboot. If all goes as planned, we're supposed to start pre-production January, start shooting in February in New Orleans. Production has previously been reported to begin this past August. It's one of several attempts by Smith to view Ask When First Carried Back a Blue Screen. We were supposed to shoot Clerks 3. We literally, where we are now on the reboot, where we had the money, we were looking for a place. Someone wasn't on board to revive a character, apparently.
Don't give a shit.
I mean, like, to me...
Never seen them.
Here's what I don't get, okay? Is that a reboot? Like, if the same actors come back, the same directors come back...
It's not a reboot, it's another one.
That's just another one, right?
It's just another one.
So, here's the question. What's the difference between a Jay and Silent Bob reboot and a Shrek reboot? Aren't they both just sequels that they want to be like, it's not a sequel, though...
Yeah.
But it's got the same cast, it's got the same
talent. If you use the fucking same name as a movie that already exists,
right.
And it's the same fucking thing, it's a goddamn sequel.
Like, to me, the girl who kicked the hornet's nest or whatever, or the girl in the spider's web, that's a reboot.
Come out after are still sequels.
Right. To me, a reboot means different cast,
yeah.
Different writers, different concept altogether.
Like, The Grinch is a reboot.
Yeah. Days of Future Past, a reboot. Mm-hmm. And then, until it wasn't. But it was supposed to be a reboot, you know?
Yeah.
Like, the Hulk, the original Incredible Hulk, Ang Lee with all the lines.
Yep.
The new one with Ed Norton, reboot.
Yep.
Like, a reboot means it's a whole new tale. Same characters, whole new tale. Different actors, everything else.
Mm-hmm.
It's a reboot.
Yeah. Anything with the same people and the same title.
Right. So these are just sequels. So are we being bamboozled by marketing?
Yeah.
I mean,
trying.
Can we say...
We're not getting bamboozled.
Can we
trying.
Say that this show is a reboot? Of our old show?
I mean, technically, with this mentality, yes.
Yeah. We should have done
just,
that.
We're doing more.
Right. So next week's show is a reboot.
Yeah. It's a reboot of the Seth and Colby show.
Right. We're rebooting. The Grinch being a reboot? Well, the Grinch has been rebooted twice, right? Because they have the Grinch.
Your made one, Mr. Grinch.
Yeah, the animated one.
Right. And then they have the Jim Carrey one, reboot, and now they have another animated one.
Yep.
Fast and Furious 4 is a sort of reboot. That was like a genre reboot, right?
Yeah.
Why did Menace go to red?
I don't know.
Now I can't tell the difference between him and Sam.
Right.
It's the exact same length, exact same color. Why does he do this to me, man?
I don't know. I fucked you.
It's all right. Well, I don't want to make you self-conscious, Menace. You can be red if you want.
We can't reboot that. That's dead.
Reboot the dance stream? We own Just Dance 2019, so. It's always on standby. No. Take 5 seconds to plug that baby in, and he can start dancing.
No, I will never do it.
I did delete the overlay for it, though. But I do still have the jerry-rigged camera stand.
You do?
Yeah. So
I don't know why.
Well, because that thing took a lot of time to make, and it's not hurting anything.
Three pieces of cardboard taped together with a marker?
To get the exact angle for it to not fall but still show the floor and not move, that was a feat of engineering unlike NASA has ever seen, dude. It's like moon landing and my Just Dance cam.
Okay.
A lot of work going into that.
I bet.
A lot of work.
I bet.
A lot of work went into that. Oh, my God. Okay, how about this as a reboot? Here's the first poster for Mowgli, the Andy Serkis-directed Jungle Book story on Netflix starring Christian Bale, Kate Blanchett,
what?
The Cumberbatch.
Christian Bale?
Yeah.
Oh, are their voices?
It's voices.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
I was going to be like, how's he doing this and is fat as shit for Dick Cheney? Well, he's already done with that, right?
Yeah, he's got to be. This has got to be 90% computer animation.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Well, I'm sure it's mocap. Yeah.
What do you think, man?
Interesting.
I don't know. I'm tired of posters. All right, I know it's stupid to say. Posters don't show me anything.
No.
Like, do I go, ooh, look at this poster. Yep, Mowgli's in it. Confirmed. Okay. I knew that.
Yeah.
You know, and here's another one. Here's another one. For example, this is the PG-13 version of Deadpool.
What?
Yeah, they're re-releasing Deadpool at a PG-13 cut in limited release in December, and it's him riding a reindeer with Steve Guttenberg.
Who's Steve Guttenberg?
Isn't that Steve Guttenberg? Or is that the guy from the Wonder Years or something? I don't know. I don't understand the references. I'm too young. But I know he's riding on Rudolph. That I get. Best posters, both of you, and Embrace at a Field by Wren. Here, how about, can we make some theme posters like that for shirts?
No.
Why not?
Because no one's going to buy them.
What do you mean?
No one's going to buy them. You mean like take the opening screens that I made and just turn those into shirts?
Yeah.
No.
Why?
Because
why?
Stupid. No one going to give a shit. Also, I made them very wide and just putting them on a shirt is going
to
be difficult.
That's why you have to remake them.
Yeah, I'm not going to remake them. Those are really difficult to make.
Fine, whatever.
You good?
No, I'm not good. I'm seething inside, but you work for free, so I can't see anything.
Yep.
Yeah. That shaved cat will be on Rapid Teeth by the end of the week, by the way. So you can go buy that shirt there. Colby won't see a dime.
I won't. I didn't make that shirt.
Neither will Ren. No, just kidding. Just kidding. Just kidding. A little bit. No, I'm just kidding. No. Wait, this is a good poster, right?
Sure.
Now, what do you think about a Deadpool PG-13?
I don't know why they're doing that. For more money. I get it.
Well, I think they're doing it. In my opinion, it's a proof of concept. That if it works and it's still funny and it's good, it shows he can be in the MCU. That's what I would think, right?
No.
Because all they got to do is tone down the violence, tone down some of the F words.
No.
Someone in the Reddit comments said what they should have done is spent all the money on a VFX budget. You know, like, the Safe for Work porn? Have you seen those? Where, like, they take GIFs of porn, and, like, you know, there's a lady, like, but they turn it into, like, a cucumber, and she's, like, putting it into a salad. Have you seen, like, that stuff? Let me see if I can pull one up.
No,
let me see if
not.
I can pull one up. Safe for Work. Let's see if I can find one here. Yeah, GIF. Like, graphical exchange format, yeah. Yeah, see, like this? See, like, they take scenes from porn, but then they put Safe for Work stuff in it. Now, let me go to the top of all time. I'm sure there'll be some good ones in here. No, not good. This is a mistake, wasn't it? This subreddit's terrible. No, none of this is what I wanted. This is not at all what I wanted.
Yeah.
Here we go. How about porn GIFs? This is probably it. Jeff? My name's Jeff. We're watching porn right now, and there's...
What? That's not anything. Thing.
This isn't what I want. Why is it so hard to find things that I want on the internet, man?
I don't know.
I understand, and I wish to proceed. Why is there sound? Yeah, this is it. Okay, this is what I'm talking about right here. This is the exact video. So, like, they just painted, like, animals... See what I mean? Like,
oh, Jesus.
But it's all Safe for Work because they repainted over it. Okay?
Uh-huh.
All right? So what I'm saying is that what the people on Reddit were saying is for Deadpool, they should have done that. And, like, so all the swords and stuff turn into, like, pool floaties. And, like, all the guns turn into, like, super soakers. And it's just really badly done.
That sounds so stupid.
I think that'd be hilarious.
That sounds so dumb.
That'd be hilarious, I think. Okay, well, apparently you hate everything today.
I do. I'm just done with everything today. Especially you.
Why? You. What?
You. You're the worst. You gave me...
Yeah, here's an example. Acid put this in the chat. There's one right there. See? Like the man's playing a cello, the lady's playing the flute. You know, we got Bach back there in the background. See? It's Safe for Work. Nothing inappropriate about it at all. I could show that to my child. All right? It'd be fine. It would raise no questions.
Yeah, no questions at all.
None at all.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they should have done with Deadpool.
That's so dumb.
But what do you think, man, about a rebooted Deadpool?
I think it's stupid. They just want more money. They want to reach that teen money.
You know people want money.
Yeah, no,
Everybody but you.
I do want
money. No, you don't want to work for
it. I want it.
They had to recut and edit that movie. Do you think their editor's like, oh, that's probably going to be a lot of work. I don't think it's worth it.
They just had to put in some other lines since you don't see his mouth move.
Yeah, well, okay, man.
It's going to be real easy.
I mean, Sam said he'd buy one, so...
It's more work to make our posters.
I want this
in the shirts. It's harder to do that than redo all of Deadpool.
Okay, I want that to be on the record. You were saying that it is more difficult to take our Photoshop faces, turn them into movie posters,
mm-hmm.
than it is for them to re-edit a rated R movie into a PG-13 movie and distribute it to theaters.
Yep.
That's what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Regardless of if I'm right, that's what I'm saying.
Okay. All right. When's the PG version of T-Sax coming for more money? The PG version of T-Sax is just this show without Colby in it.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Well, that's the same thing as every week. Oh, roasted! Got him! Oh! Oh, you need some aloe vera, bro?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm so dumb.
Yeah, big old bitch.
Oh,
big old
man.
Twat monster.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, that's it for topics.
Oh, you didn't want to do the Star Wars thing?
No. That's just a hypothetical. I don't care.
Oh, it's a hypothetical.
Yeah,
huh?
It says there should be a Star Wars game that is like Red Dead. Open world, fully detailed Star Wars game.
Yeah, because they're going to put time into making that.
Well, that's what the argument said, is like they made over $1 billion in the first week of release. Why wouldn't they make a game like that?
Because it took them 8 years to make.
Yeah, but what else is EA doing? They got people.
Great question.
So, yeah. So are we going to do any streams with guests? No, we don't know anybody.
Yeah, we don't.
We don't know anyone.
We know one person, but he's a dumb.
I mean, we don't know him.
We know him, and he wants to be on the show.
If anyone asks, he's not. We don't know him.
Oh.
All right?
Okay. You only made his website for him.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
That was some other guy.
That was you.
Looked like me. It was Andy Milonakis. Not me. Okay? Not me. Mm-hmm. All right? I mean, if you're in the Discord, and you jump into the green room, and you tell us you're in there, we'll try to put you on the show, but you have to be able to hear us, which is something that, like...
One person couldn't do.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. No, there's going to be no unofficial T-Sax collab. I mean, there has been, technically, in the past.
There has.
Are our old episodes on Duo?
What do you mean?
Like, do we have those episodes on Duo?
I don't know.
I don't remember. I think they're on
the there. Episodes. I don't know about the videos.
I think you have to pay to get them, though. I think they're on there, but you have to pay for them. But I don't think that I think I took it down. Yeah, every episode has said that Colby's on there. But I think you have to pay $1 a month to get them, all the old episodes. But I don't actually think they're on there right now. Like, I think I have them added, but I think they're invisible. The fake Pewds wannabe guy? Yes, that's exactly who we're talking about. Yep. Yep. Yep.
Yep.
Series. I think I have a Seth and Colby Show old view. Yeah, 19 episodes. Yeah. Yeah, so I think they're all on here. One of these has...
I think it's the one right above that one.
Here it is. Yeah, Colby got fired. It's this episode. Oh, that's right. You can't listen to it here. But it's here. Yeah. Yeah.
Can't listen to it? What?
Can't listen to it.
Why not?
Because I don't have him up. I don't remember. He'd probably say the N-word or something. Who knows? It's more likely Padella did, but...
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. Yeah. Want the Joker? No, you don't. No, you don't. What you guys want is for us to sit here for 2 hours and watch us suffer while sitting next to him for 2 hours. That's what they want.
Mm-hmm.
All right? They don't want that.
No, I think they just want you to roast him.
I'm not going to roast him.
Face.
I'm going to be the nicest possible person that day.
I don't think you would.
I would. Mm-hmm. What? If you want to see him, go to youtube.com/Nuova. By the way, it's the end of the show, so it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like, he stopped doing all his stuff already. Like, you noticed that, right? Have you noticed that?
What stuff?
Like, he did the unofficial podcast.
Yeah.
Remember, and you were on an episode, the very first episode. We made fun of it because it was so horrendous.
Yeah.
Okay, he did like 5-6 episodes of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then he stopped. He rebooted, use of the word, on his Nuova channel. He did 8 episodes of that. He's not doing that anymore either.
Hmm.
So he's done it twice now, where he started and then quit. He's no longer doing his Reddit reviews, his Tinder reviews. He's not doing any of that stuff. Like, it's over.
What's he doing then?
I don't know, man.
Maybe he stopped to focus on the site? I don't know.
He didn't do jack with the site. I made the whole thing. If I did indeed make it, which I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is his podcast a reboot with the same cast? Yeah. But less of a cast.
Yeah, it's just him.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I'm not talking out my butt. I'm pretty sure that I'm right about this.
Pretty sure you're right about this?
I'm pretty sure I'm right
about
this.
Are you right about that?
I go to videos.
No, oh, there's one.
Okay, so he's still doing the podcast.
Yeah, man.
Right? Maybe, yeah, podcast. Episode 9, 6 days ago. Episode 8, 1 week ago. Yeah, but see, he stopped doing these. So see, he did the Reddit review. See, 3 weeks ago, Reddit review. 4 weeks ago, Reddit review. 5 weeks ago, Reddit review. See, and then he stopped doing that. But I guess he's still doing the podcast. Okay.
Hmm.
Okay. No, I think he looks the same, right? He still looks like Pewds, right?
I think.
Where's his most recent video? Well, his podcast's probably going to be the best one to watch, right? That's going to be actually him.
Oh,
no, his hair's black again.
Welcome to the very first,
that's the first
ever
one.
And
oh,
the hopefully
that makes
gonna
sense.
Be reoccurring.
Here's episode 9.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah, white hair. White hair still.
Only 14 minutes late. I'm not as late as I thought I was going to be, but
he's only 14 minutes late.
The kid can have all of this candy.
I tell you, man, if you ever showed up 14 minutes late to this show, we'd have a problem, dude.
Oh, yeah? I did that once.
Yeah, that was the joke. You've already done it.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So, okay, well,
should
I
would be a priority for Disney.
Okay, do you want me to read it?
No.
It says, the development of a Star Wars open-world RPG with the same level of detail as Red Dead Redemption 2 should be a priority for Disney. I love Star Wars movies as much as the next person. They're fantastic, but a three-hour movie simply could not provide the same immersive experience or engage in the same form of world-building that an RPG can offer. As I'm playing Red Dead Redemption 2, I'm struck by how amazing a well-produced Star Wars RPG could be. Of course, KOTOR, Knights of the Old Republic games, exist and are excellent, but those are now a decade old. The open-world genre has evolved significantly since then. Thus, I think Disney should really be prioritizing the production of a world-class Star Wars RPG. Not only does it provide the opportunity to provide a truly immersive experience to fans, as mentioned above, but it also would undoubtedly be a huge money grab. GTA 5, for example, has grossed over $6 billion. Your thoughts?
I mean, the money aspect he's not wrong on, but then I also am just mesmerized that he's like, yeah, my opinion is so valid.
Here's what is amazing to me is that GTA 6 or 5 has grossed $6 billion. The MCU with Infinity War just recently paid off for the purchase of Marvel, which was $4 billion. So GTA 5 actually makes more money than the Marvel MCU. I mean, I feel like that number alone could be taken to some Disney exec and be like, hey, but the problem is that EA is the only people who can make Star Wars games, and they're not going to make a Red Dead Redemption quality game. That's the problem. It's not going to be quality.
Right. I mean, none of the little more recent Star Wars movies have been quality.
Right. Well, nine or so of the games.
Out, they're just,
so are the games,
are.
You know? Yeah. Like, I've been saying for a while that, like, they should make Star Wars Overwatch, where you play as different characters, and it's literally Overwatch with Star Wars. No, they don't
on a mobile phone.
Well, right on mobile, and guess who doesn't develop their mobile stuff? EA. You know, you're not going to play Red Dead Redemption 2 on a mobile phone. You know?
No, but I mean, kids are all out there spending money on those microtransactions in that game, like that, probably.
Yeah. All right, Plotino, feel better, man. We'll see you around. Thanks for being on the show today. It was interesting.
You
bored Colby, but I enjoyed it.
That was fine.
It's fine. GTA made more money than the whole of Portugal did last year. Yeah, that makes sense. GTA 5 is ridiculous. Don't you have to factor in more cost to the MCU? I don't think you do. I mean, it's got to be expensive to make GTA.
Yeah. Yeah, and Red Dead.
Yeah, Red Dead has got to be expensive to make. They recorded 500,000 voice lines. And yeah, sure, like, the talent isn't as expensive, but it's a lot more of it. And then there's the same size, if not larger, of a crew of 8 people on a movie, and they worked for 8 years.
I mean, there's a lot more above this game that he's talking about that Disney needs to be prioritizing when it comes to Star Wars.
Agreed.
There's a lot.
What about merchandising? No, Marvel has paid for itself hand over fist. I was talking about just the proceeds for the box office of the MCU have paid for the Marvel now. That's the statement. But yeah, I mean, I think, like, I don't know, man. I mean, the people who made Titanfall, Respawn Entertainment, they got bought by EA, and the rumor is that they're making a Star Wars game now. And Respawn makes good games, but they made all their games before they were bought by EA. So, like, everyone's real worried that EA is going to ruin it. But it's just like,
I could give two shits.
I just would
a
I
game like Red Dead 2 comes out once every eight years, 10, yeah. 20.
Yeah, the next one like
years.
It will probably well, I don't know, Cyberpunk 2077.
That's a good point.
But that's gonna be that's another game that's gonna have like an
when
8 years.
When does
that
span. One come out?
They haven't said.
They haven't said.
It's probably 2020 mm. would be my guess.
Jesus,
that'd be my guess, but no one knows.
That's crazy.
Because the CD Projekt Red's like Rockstar.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need the money. They can wait as long as they want to make it perfect, and that's why it comes out and it does.
Mm.
You know, Rockstar is no one's like Rockstar. Rockstar is their own beast. They have because they have more money than Jesus. You know, like
it's true. When you put effort into a game, I mean, it shows, I guess.
Well, and the games are good too. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. You know, like I have no doubt that Battlefront EA put a lot of money into. Like those games look and sound incredible.
Yeah,
those Battlefront games. But like,
there's just nothing to
there's nothing to do.
So, not shit to do.
Right. So, but I have no doubt they spent a lot of money making them.
Yeah.
It's just, it's the little things that matter, man. Rockstar are just, they're one of a kind, you know? What you looking at over there? What's happening?
I don't know. Brady fell.
Who?
He tripped.
Who?
Brady. Tom Brady.
Oh. Oh, that game's on right now?
No. Yeah. They might lose to the Titans.
Are the Titans good?
I don't really know.
I don't know either.
Patriots aren't that great.
You know, we should have known something's happening because Britt stopped watching the show.
Mm.
You think she's raging right now at home?
I don't know. Let's see the score. What's the score?
Ask Siri.
Nah, fuck that.
Okay, well, I'll just Google it real quick. Is it easier? It's oh my god.
Wow.
It's 10 to 30. Oh, it's over. They lost already.
Oh.
It's over. They lost 10 to 34.
Wow.
Wow, what a game, dude.
Wow.
What a game. What a game. All right. You ready to end? We made it.
Yeah, man.
Made it to the finish line. Hey, 32-bit. What's up, man?
What?
Plus, they made loads on their energy drink sales?
Rockstar.
That's a good one. I'm so dumb.
Yeah, you're real smart there, bro.
Oh, hey, how are those checks cashing over there going for you, man?
That's great, man. Yeah, I haven't touched them.
Is it? Well, glad you're here, 32-bit. Phoenix, I'm glad you could show before the show ended. All right, show's officially over. Guys, thanks so much for watching today. We appreciate you.
Thanks, guys.
We're going to be back on Thursday with another new episode. It's all right, Phoenix. I'm just giving you a hard time. We're here every week. We're here Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern. 2 a.m. Central European, and we'll be back a week from today, Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central European, for more fun, more thrills. If you're listening on audio, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or Spotify, be sure to stop by twitch.tv/SethandColby. Hit the follow button and sub. Sub. If you have Amazon
sub.
Prime, it's free, and it really does support the show. Thank you, guys. Hey, look, our video's frozen again. Just want you to know that.
Yeah, we went out.
Just want you to know, your video broke it. You gonna do that, or is that also too much work?
No, I can't do that.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for watching. We appreciate you. We hope you have a great week. We'll see you on Thursday. Follow us on the Twitter, on the Facebook, on the Instagram. They're all Seth and Colby. There's a Reddit also. And join the Discord, SWH Discord in the chat. If you want to send us goodies like checks, send them to P.O. Box 75648, Wichita, Kansas 67275. We appreciate you. We thank you for being here.
Thanks, guys.
Have a great week. Yeah, we love you. We'll see you guys on Thursday. Be sure to vote in the poll Monday on Twitter or in the Discord. We'll see you guys then. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.